We're back, live and local, on the Power Trip.
I'm like a dog in heat, a freak without warning. I have an appetite for sex because me so horny.
We've gotten a report of several reports, actually, that people have been finding pubic hairs in their burritos. You know anything about that?
No. That's awful.
Yeah, it is.
That seems a little peculiar that you handle food.
I don't touch the food.
So how do you don't touch the food?
I don't. It's on the tray. I take it and I give it to people and I say, take it. And don't put pubic hair in it. I say that specifically.
Maybe you got off on the wrong foot because what were you doing in the produce section?
I was trying fruit on.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy. That is good news.
I don't mind that Sunday afternoon barrage of commercials. You know, the only truly nauseating Sunday afternoon, the most, is life insurance. Insurance is gambling, right? I'll bet you $20 a month till you die that you don't die.
You will?
I find it most unpleasant to be reminded that I'm mortal during a commercial, and they're always very subtle. They never mention death. There's a guy swinging his daughter, and they all have pretty jingles. Insurance is love. It's not insurance, it's love. Insurance is giving. Daddy, I want a big wedding. Is that expensive? Insurance is... Suddenly, what if you're not there, young man? Wacko! No one's swinging her anymore. An empty space where you used to be. What if you're not there, young man? Very subtle. Well, for one thing, I won't give a... One of the only good advantages of the big D, a second after you die, is I don't care.
I don't even trust the hotel. As soon as I check in, I put a do not disturb on the hook. It sits there for the amount of time I'm in the room. Yeah, you think I'm dumb? You think I'm dumb? You think I'm going to have the maid come in and steal everything that I got? Wash out my glasses with some dirty panties? Nobody comes into my room. I throw everything in the hallway. Take the dirty towels right in the hallway. That coffee machine that's in the bathroom, I throw that out. Who the hell is making coffee next to the toilet? And I'll rearrange an entire hotel room. I don't like a lot of clutter. As soon as I check in, I look to see what's going on in the room. If it's too many things, I start rearranging. I'll take a chair, I'll throw it in the elevator, and I'll send it to the lobby. People get in the elevator, they think it's part of the hotel. They're like, wow, this is fabulous. They have furniture in here. My feet are just killing me.
Chris, you like to gamble, right?
Yeah, I've been known to put a little money down.
So I'm going to assume you don't want to buy out with the Golden State Warriors up 2-0. You just want to go for it?
Nah, just go for it.
Good, because I wasn't going to accept it anyway.
Yeah, no, I wasn't going to give you that.
Gotcha.
No, I can't do that. I don't even remember how much I bet.
$100,
so Okay, well, then go good.
You got to be tired of watching basketball, right?
I would pay $100 for the season to be over.
Did you watch good about it? Of course he did. He watched every second of it. He's on a sports morning show.
I love it. I love that game of sport. Who won?
Yeah.
Well, judging by his attitude, I'm
not used to winning.
I'm going to guess that it was not the Cleveland Cavaliers.
It was not. It was, in fact, the Golden State Warriors. They go up 2-0 in the NBA Finals.
Oh, well, that was game 2.
It's over.
Game 2,
yeah. It's over.
No.
They
won't
win a game.
They will.
No.
They
you want to bet money?
No.
Okay.
Maybe.
I think one is the max.
Yeah.
They'll win this one.
They won't win one.
It's going to be tight. It's going to be tough.
It's tough, guys.
On the flip side, our Vegas Knights are in trouble, too.
Oh, yeah. No.
They're down 2-1, but I don't know. Starting to fall apart a little bit.
Yeah. I watched that entire game on Saturday.
What you think about this meat sauce, Paul Lambert? You were very excited about the Stanley Cup Finals starting when you were in Vegas.
Yeah.
If this goes seven, I'm pretty sure Game 7 is there when I'm there.
Oh, awesome.
That's awesome. That and you won't be playing poker by then. So.
Right. Yeah, you'll be out. I could just sit at a sports book
and
watch
great.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you'll be out.
And
then
not go to worldseriesofpoker.com and look at the updates, because once I'm out, I don't care who wins.
What do you care?
Right.
What do you care?
Yeah.
You think it.
I wonder when Game 7 would be.
Well, hockey knows.
It's got to be Monday-ish.
April.
April what?
Let me look that
up. April Wine.
Oh, great song.
What the hell's April Wine?
Oh, you know it.
Yeah, you know it. I do. Well, you should.
Game 7 would be Wednesday the 13th.
I'm still there. Barely.
Ladies and gentlemen, April Wine. Time and time again I see
a love that seems strong. Yeah, if it goes seven, I'm there. That would be sweet.
Hawk, did you sing this in your Trans Am?
I sang it during my transition.
Kick.
Good tune, right? Everybody go. Just between you and me. This was me singing to every Playboy centerfold.
Yeah. Yeah, correct. And that's as far as you got.
Yep.
Yeah, you never came back and sang the chorus twice.
Final scene last night in Showtime's Billions.
Yeah.
Bobby Axelrod gives his guy Wags a big present at the end, and his present isn't just the $9 million in annual compensation that he's going to give him, but he also gives him a stack of Wii. Like OUI, remember the old French porn from back in the day?
Okay.
Isn't that how you say? Like Wii, I assume?
I thought it was OUI.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a small OU sound first? Sure.
OUI.
And they had a little conversation about how it seemed classier than Playboy even when they were younger. And that's why he was nostalgic about it.
No.
French chicks, man.
Yeah, man. Hot.
Hot.
Yeah, man. Hot.
Playboy's an American treasure.
Yep.
They went back to nudes, right?
Well, yeah, that lasted like a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once they saw Hockey and Dwight drop their subscriptions, they had to bring it back.
I mean, that would legitimately be like Raising Cane's going, we make chicken fingers here, right? Yes. What if we sell not chicken fingers for a year?
Yep.
And then see
just
what
fries.
Right, just fries, even though we'll still call ourselves a chicken finger restaurant.
Right, yeah.
About 3 seconds in, they'd go, where's the chicken?
Correct, yeah.
Specifically, the chicken breasts. What happened to the breasts? Where are they?
I know what you'd say if you were in that meeting. If you were in that meeting, you would have said this.
Shut the up!
Whoa.
Yes.
What's that from?
Oh, man. I can't wait till the unedited versions come out. But remember that dude, Clayne Crawford, got fired from Lethal Weapon?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, now we know why.
So here's the deal. So when that came out that he was being fired because he's a pain in the ass on the set.
Right.
I was hoping for this moment that the audio would eventually come out.
I can't find the unedited one anywhere.
Hmm. Well, that's good enough, though. It's better than nothing. But
sure.
It, you know, rants on this show have been some of our favorite things ever. We hit one on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Right? The Christian Bale meltdown and this...
Oh, good for you!
Is easily the most hit button in the history of the Power Trip Morning Show. The only one that's even close is the Rosie laugh.
Sure.
Those are probably 1 and 1A, but we love a good rant, so I don't even care who the hell Clayne Crawford is. I don't know who he is. I've never watched that show. I'm sure it's pure garbage. It doesn't matter. I like a good meltdown. So I'm very excited that this audio exists in
meltdowns
any shape or form.
Best.
So this during this episode, Clayne Crawford is the director, and somebody is offset, and he's not even on screen, but he is not happy with the noise off screen.
What do you think I should do? I don't know. Shut the f*** up! Josh Newman, they're right here. Get somebody in here with a f***ing walkie and shut them the f*** up! Or did we not pay for this place? If we did, shut him the up!
How does a guy like that get that far?
I don't know. But then...
Is he yelling about a donkey? I heard donkey. Did anybody else hear donkey?
I missed donkey.
I don't think anybody said donkey.
No, play it again. I think he said donkey. I swear to God he said donkey.
Yeah, he wants Eddie Murphy in the episode.
He said, don't we pay this guy?
Donkey!
I thought he said donkey.
Yeah, donkey pay.
Shut up!
He said somebody
donkey pays like apples.
I thought he said somebody get a donkey.
Donkey Shane.
I don't know. Right here.
What's that? I don't know! Shut the f*** up!
Who's the one trembling there?
Newman. They're right here. Get somebody in here with a donkey and shut them
yeah.
the
f*** up! Yeah.
Get him in here with a donkey.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. You're right.
Get him in here with a donkey.
Get him in here with a donkey!
Maybe they're, I don't know.
The tremble at the very beginning, that's part of the scene,
yeah,
right?
You got to see the video because the worst shooting. Part is the actor is pretending he's got a gun under his chin, mm-hmm. and he's losing his mind, right? That's the part of the scene. Well, while Clayton Crawford is yelling at somebody, he's trying to stay in the moment, so he's still trembling and in character the whole time. being an actor is fun, but it sucks, I bet.
Somebody bring in a donkey.
Somebody bring in a donkey.
That's what it sounds like he said.
Yep, bring in that donkey. But this is my favorite one. Damon Wayans, ladies and gentlemen, co-star, apparently didn't get along with Mr. Crawford. So this is them. I haven't seen the video. I've just heard the audio of this. The day before, Klain was, again, directing the episode. Apparently, Damon Wayans got hit in the head and bled. And Klain thought he kind of P-worded out. Now, there's so much cursing between the two of them, you can barely understand what's going on. But they didn't like each other.
You know, see, handle hits better than you did yesterday.
Right? What's up, man?
I mean, that was the biggest move I think I've ever seen. You're the biggest crybaby I've ever met in my life.
Man, yeah, come on, suck this.
I mean, how does it feel to only be in the game because you're
Wow. So, yeah, the end, he takes a shot. How does it feel to only be in the game because basically your brother's got you here?
Yeah.
A couple questions. Number one, is this the first Klain ever?
This guy looks like a giant Todd.
He looks like a Klain. And I don't even know if that's a shot because I've never heard of a Klain before.
I'm
what the hell is
terrible,
a Klain?
A terrible name.
And he's asking about the Wayans family. The Klain Crawford family of actors is basically over. Right? Good luck getting a job now, correct? I mean, you can't even keep a job on Lethal Weapon on Fox?
Well, yeah, I mean, how would you not have known who he is? He's in a movie called A Fighting Season.
Yeah. So is this the bit where Sean William Scott has been has replaced Klain Crawford? Isn't our guy Stifler the new guy?
That's right.
Oh, really?
That's right.
He was in 24.
I don't remember him. I'm sure he was.
Yeah, a small bit character,
right,
probably.
Yeah. For sure. Let's find out about Klain Crawford.
Klain.
This is weird because his name is Joseph Crawford.
Why would he call himself Klain?
I don't know.
It's not.
He was known as
trendy enough.
Joey in school there in Clay, Alabama. Son of Brian and Lenny Crawford. By high school, he was on the football and wrestling teams and graduated from Hewitt Trustville High School. In 1996, he drove to Los Angeles to seek work as an actor. Worked construction to support himself. Changed his name professionally from Joey to Klain. A combination of to honor an ancestor, which is, you know, what they called a clan, and his hometown, Clay. So he went with Klain.
Oh, my God.
What?
That's the dumbest name ever.
He had a recurring role in the first season of Jericho. Appeared on Life in one episode. Mm. He was in a DVD.
He's killing it.
A straight-to-DVD prequel to Smoke and Aces called Smoke and Aces 2, Assassin's Ball.
Oh, yeah. Too bad I missed that.
He was Kevin Wade in the eighth season of 24. There were eight seasons of 24?
Yeah, 24 whaled.
He had whaled, but I didn't know there were eight seasons.
So you realize it was the same thing every season?
Yeah, and it was right in the middle of the writer's strike. One of the seasons was literally right in the middle of it, so you could tell when the writers stopped because there's like massive plot holes. You're like, what? That never happened? Who's that guy? Like, they were just writing characters.
Just chimps with typewriters.
Oh, basically, yeah. It was bad.
I love that theory. They give a monkey a typewriter and see how long it takes him to to come up with some of the greatest works of art of all time.
Yeah.
It's basically just a probability metaphor, but still.
Mm.
It's still very nice.
Yeah.
Because I would like to see apes typing.
Yeah. Would you?
Yeah, I would like to see that.
Hmm.
But with purpose.
Yeah, of course. No, yeah, they got a job to do.
I would like one with a small lamp and then a cigarette hanging out of its mouth, like it's writing for the Washington Post in 1974.
Like Hunter S. Thompson.
Right. Just grinding, like, I gotta make deadline.
deadline.
Harambe really takes his beat seriously.
Right.
That'd be sweet.
What's he typing about? What's the news he's breaking?
There's a banana shortage. He's pretty pissed about it.
Yeah, man. Who's responsible?
I don't know. I wish I had something funny to say.
I didn't know Meat Sauce Paul Lambert.
I've never taken one improv class.
That's true.
I've taken one.
Yeah, that's a good question. I wonder if there's a banana shortage, who would be to blame there?
You?
Why would I be to blame? I don't really eat bananas.
Hey, speaking of bananas, can I ask you guys something?
Oh, my God.
Of course.
Has anyone else seen these commercials for...
Hold on, there's the monkey's typing.
Oh, sorry, I won't interrupt you.
That was a chimp.
All right, go ahead.
Has anyone else seen these TV commercials for how to cure your curved penis? Has anyone else seen that? I'm not making this up.
Where have you seen that?
It was on during the hockey game. Norton and I were sitting in my place.
There's a curved penis?
Yeah, there's all these
cure
like,
commercial during the hockey game.
There's like, do you have a curved wiener?
I think that's not how it's worded.
Yes.
I think
this is one of those things like when you're searching on the internet and you Amazon something.
It was on TV.
And then all the ads that you
was on TV.
Pop up are related to what you were searching for?
It was on during the hockey game and it said, do you deal with a curved unit?
Do you remember what the company was called?
No, you do though.
Well,
I don't know.
This is awesome because I'm getting sick of peeing on my ceiling.
Well, Mark Rosen endorses it. Wait, what? Rosie here. Why do you curved penis?
Why does Chris assume it curves upwards?
I don't know. But last night, I don't know why I brought this up, but I'm standing there with my dad and I go, Dad, have you seen, because he was watching the hockey game. We were talking about the hockey game. And I said, did you see the commercials for curved penis? And he goes, yeah, I looked it up. I'm like, what the hell? Don't look up curved penis.
Well, you had to look it up.
Yeah, I think it. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Try it. I mean, I don't know how to try it, but put on a TV and wait until you see where the guy breaks in and says, do you deal with a curved wiener? Right.
Do you know why your dad looked it up?
No.
You ever seen a pig's tail?
But think of how long, if you've waited that long for a cure, you remember when Dustin Hoffman and Cuba Gooding Jr. finally got the cure for the Mutaba virus?
Right.
The look on their face was, we got it.
Yeah.
We can do this. We should save Rene Russo. That was your dad watching the Stanley Cup Finals.
Isn't the nickname for your dad's penis hockey the look around because it can look around corners?
No.
Whoop.
The lazy
nickname.
Oh, okay. I mean, it wasn't pig's tail. But...
I love it because one scientist, everybody else in the lab was trying to cure cancer, and he's like, got to fix this wiener of mine.
Right. Yeah, I don't care about that. God, does it look like I have a snorkel in my pants? What's wrong with you? I'm just going swimming again for the 15th time.
So if you're keeping track at home, Chris's penis, apparently in his mind, curves upwards and he pees on the ceiling. Meat Sauce's snorkels and curves all the way back and it's aims like, at himself.
It's like the cane gun, an evil genius.
Here's the other thing as well. Apparently Sauce thinks he breathes through his.
Well, he's tried.
He's not very flexible.
Monkeys breaking the news.
Hockey's convinced people that's the only way they can breathe if they breathe through his.
No, I've tried.
So check it out if you see it.
All right.
We should just Google it. Let's find it.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not Googling curved wieners.
Why?
Gross. Well, there it is.
Oh, wait, there he is. Breaking news.
Maybe he writes the ad.
He's a much better typer than I am because I'm always hunting pecker.
Yeah. Yeah, I just asked you to. Google that ad.
Look it up.
We'll do front page sports with the power trip. We'll show you guys after this on the.
Well, nobody in the world is happier than Meat Sauce Paul Lambert right now.
Yeah, he found that ad. He's loading it into the system right now so we can play it. Free advertising.
Yeah. He came in here, and I kid you not, he was out of breath. He was so happy.
I found it!
Great. Load it in. We want to hear it.
And then the weirdest thing of all time, I said, load it in. He goes, will you play it? I'm like, have you heard the show?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Are you curved below the belt?
Are you curved below the belt?
Well, it's really free advertising.
Yeah, of course.
But it's also a PSA.
Yeah, man.
At so the same time.
We're led to believe that there's a pill that fixes that.
Yeah.
That's also interesting.
Yeah.
Science. Man. It's incredible.
Yeah, man. Well, so today, beautiful day, and Chad Greenway's golf tournament, right?
Yes.
Are you guys going to be there?
Not golfing, but I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
What Sauce is golfing.
I will not be there today.
You won't?
Nope.
I'll be there tonight, playing a little muzak.
What time are you getting there?
I think we play like when the golfers come in, like at 4:30, something like that.
Hmm.
Just some acoustic stuff, just background noise, essentially, but anything we can do to help.
Right on.
Fun. Should be good. Stanley Cup Finals tonight, right?
Sure, game four.
See?
Put in what? In curved crank?
Curved crank, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yep. All right, hold on. It makes my stomach turn. Curved crank. Yeah, well, there it is.
Fuck, that thing's on the printer for you.
Thank you, baby.
If you're curved below the belt, you may not know what caused it, and you may not know what to do. A significant curve may be a medical condition called Peyronie's disease. And there are thousands of other men out there who may also have it. Many may go undiagnosed. Talk to a urologist about Peyronie's disease. And to learn more, visit learnaboutpd.com.
I told you.
That, well, first of all, for you, and there's somebody listening right now who has it, I guarantee
right.
you.
You name
so
any
I
names?
Apologize. But I wonder who Mr. Peyronie was.
It sounds like a pizza dealership.
Yeah.
Dealership? Just dealing some pizzas.
Yeah. I'm a used pizza dealer.
Yeah, gross.
I'm a used Peyronie dealer.
Poor Peyronie.
I don't know, man.
I don't know, sir. I've seen some bent cranks. But yours is... we're going to name this entire disease after you.
Yours looks like a horseshoe.
Yeah, shouldn't that be the goal? We've learned that with Lou Gehrig, right? You don't want a disease named after you.
Yeah. Yours looks like something from the Family Circus cartoon. Not me.
Were you? Are you just going to edit it where it just says the very beginning question? You have to play that for Rosie multiple times. Rosie, quick question, sports related. Are you curved below the belt?
Yeah. Well, there you go, man. I apologize. You know, I doubted you.
Right.
But
I found it.
You did.
You did it, Paul.
If you're curved below the belt, you may not know what caused it, and you may not know what to do. A significant curve may be a medical condition called Peyronie's disease. And there are thousands of other men out there who may also have it. Many may go undiagnosed.
Dirty pop!
Talk to a urologist about Peyronie's disease. And to learn more, visit learnaboutpd.com.
Just free ads.
Can that be the title of the podcast?
When I heard the news today.
Curved crank?
Are you,
of course.
Peyronie's disease? Or are you curved below the belt?
It's too long. It's too long of a title.
Curved crank.
Yeah. It's enough.
Type it up, chimp.
Somebody chimp. Name?
Chimp.
Undiagnosed. That's the key part of that commercial for me.
Or self-diagnosed.
Yeah, all you have to do is look down and go, oh, hey, it's looking at me.
It has to be pretty dramatic, right?
Yeah. You might not know what caused it, unless, of course, you were running naked and fell face first.
Or.
Well.
Or you did one of these.
One.
No, we all know. We all know where it's going.
It hasn't gotten to the punchline yet.
We get it.
Gonzo didn't make it.
I always rip you when you start doing visual jokes because we do a radio show, but that was worth it.
Yeah, Gonzo didn't make it all the way in the keyhole. Damn it! Now, if you guys didn't share every single thing I would tell you, I have a friend that that happened to.
Did it involve a pineapple?
No.
There's no hole in a grapefruit to break it on. Hey, this happened yesterday.
Clevenger pitched very, very well. This is deep. Left field corner. Chased by Brantley and gone. High drive to right field. Going back is Allen. Gone! Rosario backs up Dozier with another home run.
Home run number 12 on the year. Rosario puts the Twins ahead.
So those were the first two, thanks to our friends at Fox Sports North. Dick and Bert on the call, but he wasn't done.
Now Eddie Rosario, who already has two home runs today. A high fly to center field. It's hit deep. Zimmer back. Gone. A walk-off home run for Rosario. His third of the day. Let's go home.
He's going to get mobbed. Unbelievable day for Eddie Rosario.
Mom and Dad are here to watch it all.
Three home runs for Eddie Rosario. The Twins win 7-5 over the Indians, including that two-run walk-off home run, 7-5 final. Just the ninth time in Twins history that a player has hit three home runs in a game, and this is the first ever player to do it twice. Isn't that insane? Eddie Rosario, the first Twin to ever have two separate three-home run games. Twins won 3 of 4 against Cleveland. They are now 3.5 games behind the Indians, just a game also behind the Detroit Tigers. Twins are off today, then they host the White Sox for a Fred Smoot tomorrow at 3:10 and 7:10.
Sweet. You know what, can you have that audio clip close again?
Sure.
You know what I hate? I obviously, Mike Zimmer and I are a lot alike because he must have gone to the bathroom when this happened.
Now, Eddie Rosario, who already has two home runs today. A high fly to center field. It's hit deep. Zimmer back.
See?
Gone! A walk-off home run for Rosario, his third of the day.
Yeah. Not really necessary to describe the whereabouts of the head Mike coach Zimmer. Of the Vikings, yeah. But he was back just in time to see the walk-off home run.
I don't give it.
That wasn't a good joke.
Let's go home.
Go home. Don't you want to go to your home?
Even Dick is tired of baseball.
Or who is?
Let's get out of here.
He's got almost 4 months left of it.
And he's curved.
Is he really? Do you know that for a fact?
But not below the belt.
No.
His nipples are curved.
Oh, really?
Both of them.
Oh, is that why he quit running?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Gophers quarterback Vic Viramontes will transfer, so he's no longer Gophers quarterback. Chris's face is...
He's no longer quarterback.
Making it seem that you didn't see this story over the weekend while you were gone?
I was in Indiana, Ohio.
Remember our star quarterback? Right,
yeah, Vic Viramontes. I love that name.
Yeah, he was third string after the depth chart came out after the spring game. And according to sources that told the Pioneer Press this, that was a huge factor in him going back to Riverside City College in California, where he will not play quarterback. He's going to play linebacker back at JUCO.
So the hell
is
going on?
He's taking his ball and going home.
I thought he was the next big thing.
He was the top-ranked junior college quarterback in the recruiting class of 2018. Was supposed to be the next big thing. Was supposed to most likely be opening day starter, right, for the Gopher football team.
Oh, yeah.
But it sounds like people that saw him, he was overwhelmed by the speed of the game, third string. The two guys that were in front of him, head and shoulders ahead of him. Couple of fumbles in a handful of plays in the spring game. Just looked overwhelmed. Yeah. So he took his ball and went home.
Wow. Well, there you go.
Never play a game for the Minnesota Golden Gophers.
Well, there you go.
Whoops.
Yeah. Wow, man. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Huh. Okay. Well, yeah,
fun, right?
Thanks, Vic. I liked your name.
Yeah, cool your name. Now we don't have to ever have to remember your name moving
forward.
I hope
you have a good life. Go have fun.
Good luck. Right. Go back California to California.
And I think the only position group that has depth on this entire team is the linebacker group, because it's not like they're, you know, linebacker university. They may have used a linebacker or two, but they have depth at that position, so he couldn't do that either, so goodbye.
Yeah. I wonder if he was misled about playing time. I assume, or if you're the top junior college quarterback in the country, I assume you have a pretty solid idea of when you're going to play.
Or maybe it was how poorly he played in the spring game.
Yeah, that's definitely what it was. But I'm saying, from his perspective, I'm sure he thought, I'm going to Minnesota to be the starter.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm willing to go there. And when you come off the spring game as the third on the depth chart, and it doesn't look like there's any light at the end of the tunnel, he just pulled the trigger and said, I'm out of here before it even starts. Good for him.
Yeah, maybe he's like, this ain't going to work.
No.
You know? Yeah.
Warriors 122-103 over the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Warriors are up 2-0 in that series. Steph Curry, 33 points, and an NBA Finals record 9 three-pointers. Kevin Durant, 26. LeBron James had 29 in 44 minutes, and he sat the last four because Tyronn Lue called off the dogs because it was over. Game 3 Wednesday night in Cleveland. Andre Iguodala missed his 6th straight playoff game, although Steve Kerr is optimistic that he will play at some point in this series. But maybe not if it only goes 2 more games. Crap. Right, who knows? Warriors up 2-0.
Oh boy. It's over. It's way over.
Poop.
The NBA, according to reports, is going to experiment this summer with the challenge flag during Summer League.
What?
No details yet on what plays will be challengeable or how many challenges each team will receive, but it sounds like they're going to give it a shot in Summer League and see if it works.
Oh boy, that sounds like a waste of time.
What, basketball?
Well played, Hogsy. Well played.
If you saw the Russell Wilson story over the weekend, stay out of this.
I did not.
Sauce, did you see it?
No.
Russell Wilson and his wife, Ciara, are listed as owners/investors in a group that wants to bring Major League Baseball to which city?
Which one doesn't?
They want to bring Major League Baseball to which city? It sounds like 2022 would be the earliest, because they got to figure out if the A's would relocate, if the Rays would relocate, if this is an expansion team, if that's even a thing now for Major League Baseball. But
I'm going to tell you, I already know.
If this city gets a team, they think it's at least 4 years out.
Is this a dumb? Can I ask a dumb question?
I bet you can.
Is it in America?
Why is that a dumb question?
Well, I don't know.
Here's the thing. He's trying to get us to say Seattle because it's obvious, but it's got to be Las Vegas, or he wouldn't have brought up the story.
They already have a Seattle team.
Yeah, the Mariners hockey. Ken Griffey Jr., maybe the greatest home run hitter of all time. The Kingdom.
Seattle is getting a hockey team.
Great joke.
Yeah.
Seattle's trying to get a hockey team right there next for hockey.
And basketball.
They definitely should have a basketball team back. We need the Sonics back.
I bet it's Las Vegas. I bet Las Vegas.
Vegas is a good guess. I'll go off the beaten path and say Charlotte.
Charlotte, you're saying Vegas. What are you saying, Chris, now that your Seattle joke is in the rearview mirror?
He's saying Minnesota.
No, it's definitely.
Thanks, Rain Man.
It's Vegas. Why would you go anywhere else at this point?
Because it's got a billion degrees in the sun.
Now, inside.
It doesn't matter. Go to Vegas.
Inside.
Yeah, it'd have to be.
Portland.
Damn it.
Portland.
What?
Hipster City, USA.
They want to try to bring a team to Portland, Oregon.
Hipsters don't go to baseball games.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
You ever been to Target Field? Some of those hipsters walk from uptown.
Yeah, they just
to downtown.
They want the craft beer, though.
Nothing wrong with craft beer.
No, a lot of it whales. A lot of it tastes like bug spray, though. I mean, just because you have like a craft beer house doesn't mean it's good.
Right, doesn't mean you're good at it.
Right.
It just means you
a lot of it tastes like bug spray. A ton of it tastes like bug
spray. If you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. There's very, very popular beers in this state that people love and people adore. Tastes like Raid. Yuck.
Tastes like Raid smells, right? You've never tasted rape.
Right. Nah, but no. Sometimes you get it in your mouth and you're spraying it on your body. And
what? Yeah, you're spraying
that's
it on your body.
Raid. Not Raid.
Why are you spraying Raid on your body,
yeah,
buddy?
I
spray Raid on my body below the belt.
Yeah, that didn't help
now.
Yeah.
They
killed the crabs. Oh, man, how is your curved wiener? Well, I sprayed Raid on it. The crabs are dead, but that thing now burns.
That was stupid.
Yeah, you should have just had your walk-off shot. Linebacker Michael Kendricks, according to a bunch of reports, even still as of this morning, is going to sign with the Cleveland Browns. Yesterday, he adamantly denied it, but there are sources in NFL media and even the Akron Beacon Journal or something. They're saying that he's signing today a one-year deal with the Cleveland Browns. He did tour last week all over the NFL, the Vikings, Oakland, Cleveland. It sounds like he's going to sign with the Browns, barring some kind of last-second switch, but... He was mad about it yesterday and denied it. I don't know. We'll see. And his brother Eric did say, it's my brother's choice. He doesn't have to come play with me.
Yeah. Right.
I will understand wherever he goes. The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on the Fan.
Here's a story for you.
I wasn't higher
so,
than I was supposed to be.
Long time ago. Halloween night.
I'm partially peaceful.
Terrible thing happens. Hit and run.
While the lights outside
1968. Cost a little girl her life, right? Terrible. Nobody knows who did it. Nobody comes forward. There's some clues here and there. Goes unsolved for a long time. Finally, 2014, somebody comes forward and admits that it was him. He'd been drunk. 1968.
Couldn't live with it anymore. Had to tell somebody.
And had found out as well that the statute of limitations had run out, so he wasn't going to get arrested for it.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes forward and confesses. In a
what's the statute of limitations on something like that?
I don't know.
A drunk driving that kills a kid?
Right.
Oh, ass.
1968, so that's...
It's 50 years.
50 years ago. Well, I guess this would be irony, but it's definitely kind of a Hollywood script kind of thing. The person who confessed was at a... Little League baseball game the other day. Out of nowhere, a car comes on the field, starts driving down the first baseline.
What? What? What?
Right.
Somebody that's drunk?
Yes. Or crazy, one of the two.
Okay.
Somebody jumps from the stands, runs over, saves the kids, gets hit by the car, and dies.
And it was that dude.
It was the dude who confessed
wow.
to killing that little girl in 1968.
But he saved a couple of kids in the process.
Saved a bunch of the kids in the process.
Oh, wow.
So there you go. So maybe a... So there you go.
Living with the guilt of killing a kid drunk driving has got to be crushing. But you know what's worse is having your kid killed by a drunk driver.
Correct. Yeah.
So... Is there a small part of me that says, man, that must be awful living with it? Yeah, but I could care less when it compares to the pain that the other people felt, including the person who's dead.
Yeah.
And everybody around that family.
Yep.
But if you're going to go out, if you're ever going to redeem yourself, that sounds like he ended his life by about as close to the, like you said, ironic redemption as you can possibly get.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially if it was a drunk driver, not a crazy driver.
Yeah.
Then that would be insane, that he dies while saving others. Pretty crazy. What a story. What a story, Mark.
What a story, Mark.
Oh, my God. Is that how you hear it?
Yeah. What? It sounds...
I'll say this, too, by the way. Side note.
It's brilliant.
Clearly, I like pirate music. I like Mumford & Sons.
Yeah, you do.
But that kind of music, in general, is not my jam, right?
Yeah.
That Trampled song kicks ass.
Yeah. The one I was just playing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they all do. That new album
that
is so good.
That one specifically
when it first started,
does it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love this, and I love this one, too.
Oh.
That's a great one.
Yeah. This is one of the best lines in any song.
I know. And this one.
Hockey and I teared up to it. But I was a fighter. And Ali could get me out of any jam. I packed up and left a part of me waiting. But I already know how lucky I am.
Adam Schefter is confirming that Michael Kendricks is signing with the Cleveland Browns.
Oh.
Yahoo Sports reported it, and now Schefter has confirmed it. So I don't know why he was so mad yesterday denying it.
And he got personal. Like, he tweeted at, was it Lock on Fora?
I don't even know. It was Rappaport. He just was very upset.
Said, I will never respect you.
Yep.
Like, just straight at him.
And then 24 hours later, he signs with the team that he was denying signing with.
Was it a leverage thing, you think? Like, he was going to sign with Cleveland, but he didn't officially do it because he was looking for more money. Rappaport sneaks out the news. He loses leverage. So Kendricks gets a little bitter, maybe?
Don't know.
Maybe.
It's the only thing I can make sense of.
Maybe he gave somebody a tip, and he wasn't happy when that person didn't respect the secret.
Oprah's book?
Oh, that's his fault.
Hey, side note as well. Here's another thing for you, Chris.
Is it curved?
No. Not below the belt. According to Vegas and some BPI index... What would you guess now the percent chance that the Cleveland Cavaliers come back and win this series? Percent chance they come back and win the 2018 NBA Finals?
4.
That is the correct answer.
Jesus, Hockey.
I don't know, man.
Between 3 and 4% is the right answer.
Can you gamble on pick a number? Because if you could, you'd be really good at it.
And whenever it's basketball, he gets relatively close.
Yeah.
And he knows the least about basketball.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Blind luck.
He hates it.
You know, maybe it's because I don't have any knowledge to base it on, so I just throw out a, you know, right. Clear chance.
Maybe we think that would be too low for one reason or another.
Yeah, right. Huh.
Hold, please.
Okay.
A second here.
Hold. Hold.
Is it curved?
No, don't hold that.
You should play that ad again.
All right.
Just the first part.
If you're curved, below the belt.
Yeah, that's all we need. Oh. Horse racing?
Yep. So, Oklahoma City has this thing called Remington Park. And, we had a winning horse that I'd like to discuss. Apparently a $10,000 maiden claiming race. It was the sixth race of the evening at Remington Park. This horse is owned and trained by Jeff Dean. Congratulations to everybody involved.
Yeah.
Ran a 400-yard sprint in over 20 seconds. Would you like to hear the winning horse?
Yeah, of course.
They're off. Good start. Cage Fighter, both of these nuts, they come away together. Both of these nuts goes for the front. Has it by a long neck. Cage Fighter not going away easily. And DF Dynasty 3 Green right there running third. Outside, bang, bang, you're gone, making some headway. Final 100 yards for both of these nuts. Cage Fighter trying to battle back. Both of these nuts. Cage Fighter, both of these nuts rolling to victory by a head over Cage Fighter.
That's so good.
Name. First of all,
B-O-F-A, Bofa, D-E-E-Z, D's. N-U-T-S, nuts. Bofa, D's, nuts.
Brilliant. How lucky are we to have Paul Allen at Canterbury Park?
Oh, he's so good.
Because what would he have done with this call compared to old Bory McBoard?
We got to have him come in and try it.
He's not here.
He's in Vegas. That's right.
Yeah.
Play it again.
Off. Good start. Cage Fighter, both of these nuts, they come away together. Both of these nuts goes for the front. Has it by a long neck. Cage Fighter not going away easily. And DF Dynasty 3 Green right there running third. Outside, bang, bang, you're gone, making some headway. Final 100 yards for both of these nuts. Cage Fighter trying to battle back. Both of these nuts. Cage Fighter, both of these nuts rolling to victory by a head over Cage Fighter.
Both of these nuts by a head.
Yeah.
And earlier in the call, I believe he said both of these nuts with... What did he say? By like a long neck?
By a long neck. And then he says, Buffety's nuts rolling to victory.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
He gets it.
Hey, if Kevin Gorg or Jeff Madey or anybody from Canterbury Park or Paul Allen is listening from Las Vegas, somebody back me up on this. I believe when you name horses, when you submit a name for a horse, it has to get approved.
I think
some like horse racing commission has to basically, well, twofold. I think they have to verify that no horse has ever been named that in the past.
Okay.
You can't duplicate horse names.
Oh, wow.
And I think they have to give the thumbs up. So I think somewhere somebody heard Bofa D's Nuts and said, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. I gave the thumb up to Bofa D's Nuts.
Right.
Yeah. Hell yeah, you did.
If so anybody can verify that, just text me or call in.
Is there like a central
booking,
you know, governing board that gives the thumbs up?
There's got to be some kind of national horse racing naming committee.
Bofa D's Nuts.
Kind of brilliant.
Yeah, super brilliant. Yeah.
But the guy had so little enthusiasm.
Yeah, he didn't care. He wasn't interested.
He's probably pissed that he had to do that.
That's his miracle on ice.
Yeah, it should be.
This is your chance to cement your legacy with Bofa D's Nuts.
That's your resume moment.
Bofa D's Nuts rolling to victory.
Oh, I would have been crazy.
Bofa D's Nuts going there. What? Enthusiasm, my man. Come on. You're in Oklahoma City.
Yeah. If that was on, like, let's say the first race was at, like, Friday night at 5:45, he would have called in to Guardsy to have him put him on the air so he could call that race on the air.
He would have told our show 6 weeks ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
We got a horse that's going to debut in June.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like it can win. Maybe it can, but more importantly, the name is Bofa D's Nuts.
And we would
have had a power trip night there.
We would have broadcasted live there.
Right. Coming around the corner, shaft all bent to hell.
And here comes Curve Crank. Bofa D's Nuts, Curve Crank, back and forth.
Here comes Beanbag. Beanbag is dead last, dragging behind.
Yeah, right. Bofa D's Nuts slightly ahead of me.
Right.
Although that doesn't make a ton
doesn't
of
make
sense.
Doesn't make sense, no.
Yeah. Geographically, it doesn't.
Geographically.
Yep.
Geographically.
Yeah.
Same thing. Geographically, also maybe a potential great name for our horse.
I'm dumb. That's genius.
A couple of real quick news bloopers. Audio wise, not great.
Oh, careful.
But I do love them. Here comes one.
Officials say a fight started, that is, between two groups of people.
Brilliant.
This, by the way, if you want to see the best news bloopers of the month, they are on the Power Trip News page. Power Trip News? Just Power Trip page. Whatever. How about this one? Oof, this one. Oof.
Photojournalist Brad Rice shows us how a forestry instructor gets his students to make and play the North American the flute in this traveling West Virginia section.
The skin flute.
Oh, my Lord.
Boop, 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 boop.
Yes.
Boop, 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 boop.
Photojournalist Brad Rice shows us how a forestry instructor gets his students to make and play the North American the flute in this traveling West Virginia segment.
So good.
Oh,
that's a guy that's guy that has texted a picture of a skin flute or two in the past, right? Because that's top of mind for that guy.
And then lastly,
some 2,200 passengers are being blown on charter flights from the Bahamas to Maryland with a promise of a full refund and a future cruise.
What airline?
I love it because at the end she realizes what she said and she can't help herself.
Yep.
Some 2,200 passengers are being blown on charter flights from the Bahamas to Maryland with a promise of a full refund and a future cruise.
What airline?
Yeah. Skip the refund. Not necessary.
No, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
This was truly two thumbs up.
Service on this airline is spectacular.
A+.
What really matters is after this, we'll do scores and stats around the world of sports. In between, Chris will change your life. Then Ben Lieber joins 25 minutes from now. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on both of these nuts. It is Mandate Monday. We have a pair of tickets to give away to next Monday's St. Paul Saints game, June 11th, for call number 11, 651-989-5326, 800-320-5326. Big day giveaways on the Power Trip, so stay tuned. All right, so I have a minor clarification. So there's something called the Jockey Club, and they have rules for naming thoroughbreds. A thoroughbred must be named by February of its second year of life, or a late fee will be charged. So you got to name it within a year and change. You can't have any initials, like COD, for example, according to this article. Can't have any initials. Can't have names ending in filly, colt, stud, mare, stallion, or any horse-related term. No names consisting entirely of numbers, except numbers above 30. Whatever. Can't have names ending with a numerical designation, such as the second or third. Can't have names of racetracks or graded stakes. Can't have any commercial significance, so you can't name it after Coke or McDonald's or whatever. You can't do things like that. But here's the one that we were all over with Bofa D's Nuts. Mm-hmm. No names that are suggestive or have a vulgar or obscene meaning. Names considered in poor taste, or names that may be offensive to religious, political, or ethnic groups. So, did the Jockey Club give thumbs up to Bofa D's Nuts because that's not in poor taste?
Or did
that's
they trick
kind
them?
Of awesome.
Hmm.
I don't know how you can trick them with that, though.
I don't know.
Unless they just don't think it's that bad. Because there are other examples. Apparently, a guy named Mike Pegram has tried this in the past. He has a horse named... First name is Hoof, H-O-O-F. Last name is Hearted.
That's genius. I get it. Hoof Hearted.
He also has a horse. I'll spell it for you. P-E-O-N-Y apostrophe S, so peonies. Last name is Envy. So they try to push the bounds a little bit, but I don't think that's vulgar. I'd like to hear PA make that call as well. Bofa D's Nuts. Anyway, what really matters goes like this. Scores and stats around the world of sports, and in between, Chris Hockey will change your life with something else that has nothing to do with professional or amateur athletics. Here we go.
Here we go.
Eddie Rosario hit 3 home runs. He's just the 9th player in Twins history to ever do that. 8th different player. He's the only player now to ever have 2 separate 3 home run games for the Minnesota Twins. The 3rd home run was a 2-run walk-off home run. They beat the Indians 7-5. They won 3 out of 4 against Cleveland, which is important because that's the team they're going to have to catch. Twins are off today. They host the White Sox for a Fred Smoot tomorrow at 3:10 and 7:10 as well. What really matters is this.
An Eastern Idaho teacher accused of feeding a sick puppy to a snapping turtle in front of several students has been charged with misdemeanor animal cruelty. Preston Junior High School science teacher Robert Crossland was charged Friday in Franklin County Court after doing the demonstration back on March 7th. He faces time in jail and a fine. Several weeks later, I should say, state officials seized the turtle and euthanized it as a non-native species.
Paul, your hands up.
Obviously, and maybe it isn't the story, Hawk, there's absolutely no excuse for that. Supposedly, though, the puppy was sick and was going to die anyway.
I mentioned that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
That's okay.
I was literally listening.
No, you weren't.
No, I was.
You couldn't have been because you just said that.
I did say sick.
Okay,
puppy.
Sorry.
No, it's okay, baby.
Damn it. I thought I had a good point.
You did have a good point.
I saw the story over
the
weekend and... I'm like, hey, I'm prepared on this one. I'm going to comment. But then I got so excited, I'm not good at this.
Thanks for breaking it down for us.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Since we're staying with pet deaths, and it's depressing, let's stay with this as well.
Oh.
Mark.
On May 30th, according to the AP, a dog, a Pomeranian, was found in its carrier in a cargo facility at the Detroit Metropolitan Airport. He was on a flight from Phoenix to Newark. It was dead.
I'm not
Delta
doing it.
Is investigating the incident. The Pomeranian's name was Alejandro.
Oh, hell yeah!
Oh, poor Alejandro.
8-year-old dog named Alejandro.
That's a great name. This song's so good.
Delta claims they are conducting a thorough review of the situation.
Aww.
I hope they do it cranking this song.
Yeah.
Poor Alejandro.
Yeah. Pomeranians are sweet.
Alejandro.
Do you know Lady Gaga won the Nobel Peace Prize for this song?
Oh.
Because everybody stopped fighting and started dancing on the spot.
Well, you can't help it.
Like, Trump should bring this to North Korea or wherever the hell they're going to meet.
And leave it there.
Where are they meeting?
I'm going to guess not North Korea.
No, I knew this.
Where did they rank this song?
They being music critics?
Yeah.
Unanimously number one.
All time?
All time.
Wow. Everyone voted.
Yes. The year it was released, it won, I think, 57 Grammy Awards, and there were people pissed.
57?
Yeah, because it didn't. It wasn't a clean sweep.
What did
people
lose?
Were mad. Yeah. I don't remember, but...
You know whose fault it was?
Whose? Yeah. The Reigns?
Lavelle E. Neal III.
Oh, man. He did it again.
What was your fart about this weekend?
I don't know, he's always pissed.
Oh, that was awesome.
I didn't get that.
I can't believe the story.
Do you remember? Was it last week or the week before?
I just can't
believe Corey brought something up about...
It was Jason Tatum not being unanimous.
Oh, yeah.
He was one short. Well, but why wouldn't Lavelle just vote for him? I mean, honestly, if you just vote for the guy, you wouldn't catch all this heat on Twitter. I mean, so Ben Simmons and Donovan Mitchell were unanimous for NBA All-Rookie Team. And Tatum came up one vote short. And now Lavelle's all mad at me because I brought up that it was him. Well, big deal. Well, then vote for him and then you won't catch hell.
Yeah, why didn't you vote for him?
I don't know. Ask Lavelle on Twitter.
Well, I wouldn't ask him that.
Why not?
Well, people should because what do you have against Jason Tatum? He clearly deserved to be unanimous first teamer.
Yeah, he was great in the Born Identity or whatever.
Right, yeah. Two things, Lavelle. Vote for him and don't encourage it.
Right.
He was great.
Singapore, by the way, is where they're going
to
be. Oh,
gotcha.
My buddy Adam. Thank you, brother.
Neutral site. Probably smart.
Sure.
My turn or your turn?
It's mine.
We talked about dead dogs, but it's back on you then. What really matters is this.
Colin Byrne is an Australian jeweler, and he's created $1 million fake wiener.
Oh, what's he sound like?
That's a good day for you to mate.
It's a good day for you to mate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably every day I would assume is.
He's named the vibrator the Pearl Royale.
Oh, my God.
With cheese.
No, hopefully not. Get that looked at.
It weighs about a pound, runs on two hand-engineered motors. It's platinum body.
So you got to crank it.
Right.
You got to crank the Pearl Royale?
The what?
The Pearl Royale. It's for people who go to jail.
Yeah.
It's platinum bodies covered in 2,000 diamonds, some royal blue sapphires, some very rare pink diamonds. He says you can't get cut on the gems. Mm. I said cut.
Okay.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Brilliant.
Because they're flush set, you started by turning a platinum key. Byrne says his inspiration was to create something that shows the value people place on swags. People spend lots of money for their experiences. They got Maseratis and things. Why wouldn't they pay for this?
Right.
I'm just picturing Sigourney Weaver and Rick Moranis. I'm the keymaster. Are you the gatekeeper?
Yeah, I have a platinum key for your $1 million vibrator.
Well, there's a real buzz about this thing.
Yeah. There really is.
You just can't put your finger on it.
Oh, come on, man.
Packers linebacker Clay Matthews.
I go too far.
You did. Packers linebacker Clay Matthews broke his nose when a line drive in a charity softball game smashed right into his face, because that's where your nose is. He was pitching, which also seems dumb, right? Why would you put the prize right in front of a home plate?
Right.
It will require surgery. Matthews and Devontae Adams co-hosted this charity event that's gone on with the Packers for years and years and years, but...
Rosie.
Yep, I think he pitched from about 3 feet away and drilled right back into his face.
Yep.
There's video of it, too.
Yeah,
it's brilliant.
Yeah.
I watched it about 90 times.
Yeah.
What really matters is this.
Good point. Benedict Cumberbatch saved a food delivery man on a bicycle as he was being attacked by four assailants in London. The 41-year-old actor was in an Uber headed to a club with his wife, Sophie, when he saw someone hit the bicyclist over the head with a wine bottle and then others try to rob him. Witnesses say Cumberbatch and his pingling yelled, "Leave him alone!
Leave him alone!"
at the attackers, then jumped out of his car, dragged the men off the victim. When they wouldn't stop, the attackers then tried to punch Benedict, but he fended them off
Parent penguin heading home.
Yep, he saw he was heading home with his parent penguin.
Penguins.
Penguins. Afterwards, Cumberbatch hugged the victim, making sure he was okay. Played down his involvement. Asked when he asked about it, he said, "I did it out of well, I had to, you know."
Penguins.
Is that how he
lost in the shuffle? Is can you imagine? This is how it's always worked with cabs and limos and stuff in the past. But if you're an Uber driver and you're like, "Oh God, back to work, here we go," and then you look down and you're like, "I just picked up Benedict Cumberbatch in my goddamn car."
Yeah.
How does that not trip you out?
Right
now you're like, "This is like Doctor Strange."
Penguins.
The guy that can't say penguins.
Penguins.
He's in my Uber right now. This is sweet.
Penguins.
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 And then he got out and beat some ass.
Yeah, man.
Stanley Cup Finals Game 4 tonight. Vegas at Washington with the Caps up 2-1. 7 o'clock. And Washington did win 3-1 on Saturday. Game 5 Thursday in Las Vegas.
What's the name of the team in Pittsburgh?
Penguins.
Thank you.
Penguins.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Benedict.
What really matters is this.
Drunk driving suspect Nicole Ann Mintner defended herself to police by telling arresting officers that she drank Jesus because...
what?
She drank wine because Jesus drank wine, and so did I. Wasn't good enough.
Does it say her blood alcohol level?
It does not, but it does. She did not mention that Jesus never took Xanax.
Oh.
4 empty bottles of sangria in her center console. You heard me?
Sangria is super strong.
When they arrived at the jail, she wouldn't stop singing Amazing Grace.
Oh. Do you have any audio of it?
She
penguins.
Yep. Officers were taking her booking photo, and she further got herself in trouble because she removed her right breast from her shirt and would not put it away.
Is it the better of the two? Like, is that the one she's more proud of?
Yeah,
look at this one.
Yeah, look at here.
Yeah, the other one's all right. The other one's mostly similar to this one, but this one has a slight edge.
Yeah, right.
Check this one out.
Right. In her defense, the guy taking the photo did mention that he was hungry.
Oh, that's nice of him.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything?
Be a funny bit if you got a portable amp and a guitar, and just when people walk by, you just ask them for the time by just the first line of Basket Case by Green Day.
Seems like a lot of work for
it's a good bit, though.
Do you have the time?
And then just stop and stare at them and go, no, seriously, like, what time is it?
6:54.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ben Lieber joins the Power Trip Morning Show right after this on The Fan.
Power Trip Morning Show. Lots to get to today. But we stop all of that to tell you about Ben Lieber joining the show. Hi, Ben.
Good morning, guys.
It's good to see your face.
Hi, Ben.
It's good to see you guys.
How's things?
Things are good.
Good weekend? Anything huge?
No, nothing huge. Nothing huge. Pretty standard weekend.
Yeah?
How about you?
Yeah, I had a pretty good weekend. I had a pretty busy weekend. It was pretty crazy.
Some gigs.
No gigs. How the finding her father bit go?
Incredibly. It literally could not have gone better.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for asking. Yeah, so Ben, my manager, whom you well know, Sarah Jane, she was adopted since, forever. They never told her she wasn't adopted. She tracked down her mom. It was a closed adoption, so it wasn't easy. Tracked down her mom a number of years ago.
Yeah, how do you go about that if it's a closed adoption?
Yeah.
Where do you even start?
She found... I forget how exactly, because I wasn't involved in finding the mom. This was well before my time. But I believe it had something to do with the actual adoption agency. I don't know. But I do know this. We couldn't find the dad at all. after literally years of searching, we found him. He was in Dayton, Ohio. Is in Dayton, Ohio, which ironically is where I went to college, and not far from my mommy and daddy's house. So we flew in on Friday, and Saturday morning got up and went and met her dad. Went to his house. Yeah.
How long did you hang out?
I was there. It was funny. Not funny. As you can well imagine, everybody was nervous. Him, her, new mother-in-law, you know. Everybody's very, very nervous. So they spent the first 20 minutes or so, all three of them, talking to me. Because they didn't know what to say to each other.
Sure.
You know?
Huh.
But then after a little bit, some family, Sarah Jane brought some family pictures along that she'd gotten, you know, pictures of her kids and such like that so he could see his grandkids. And then things started to loosen up a little bit. We talked about his service in Vietnam at the age of 17. He was, for various reasons, given a choice, either go to jail or go to the Marines. So he went to the Marines, and a few months later, he was in Vietnam at 17 years old. He left with a platoon full of young men. Four of them lived, and he was one of them. He served during what has become known as the Tet Offensive. Yes. So as you can well imagine, that's had some long-lasting effects on the gentleman.
Sure.
He's not in the best of health. So it is by pure... we're just so grateful we found him at this point because, you know, he's not doing real well, as you can imagine. But so we started talking about that. We learned about him. He had been searching for her for a long time and couldn't find her, you know, because it was a closed adoption. But we got lucky because of this new DNA research, man. I got to tell you, I know it's not new, but the Ancestry.com 23andMe thing, you can't believe the doors it opens, guys. You can't believe it. Before we found him, we had to narrow it down to three guys it could have been because of DNA research. And then a buddy of mine, John, introduced us to a DNA researcher down in Atlanta. That helped. And then through the magic as well of Facebook, we found him. But
wait, that dude's on Facebook?
No.
But, family members are?
Some family members of his friends. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It would literally, it's a book. It's a book. But anyway, so we found them, and then just after they got to talking and such, it was really something. I mean, again, I think anybody who's adopted, I'm sure you spend a lot of your life wondering and wondering and wondering. Sarah Jane has, again, known she was adopted her whole life. And
at what age was she adopted?
At 1 month old.
Okay. Yeah, so
yeah.
Baby.
Yeah, yeah. And her mama took her own life. Died by suicide, I should say. That's the correct way to say it. And so a long time ago, not long after Sarah was born. So she knew that. And then, you know, but she said, I've spent my entire life looking at a gentleman of a certain age and wondering if he's my dad. You know, every person you see, you can't help it. Mm-hmm. And to see her look him in the eye was
could you see a resemblance?
My gosh, yes. I mean, he's been literally, and I don't think he would be mad at me for saying that, he's been ravaged by what he's been through. But you can see his eyes. You can see her in his eyes. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. You cannot, there's no mistaking.
Too early to tell whether or not they're going to have a relationship moving forward or not.
I would say that they definitely will. I would say they definitely will. Yeah. But no, it's just, so it was a wonderful, it could not have gone better. By the time, you know, I left them for a while and they spent a lot of time together. And then I spent some time with my mom and dad. And when we came back and picked up, we went out and had lunch / dinner together. And by the end of the conversation, it was magical. It was, I picked up my phone and filmed them saying goodbye to each other. You can't hear what they're saying, but that video, that's one that, you know, will live forever. So it was a great weekend, man. It was really, really great. And it was completely worth it. It was something else.
Very special moment
for sure.
I played Nintendo Switch a lot
this weekend.
Yeah, right. It's pretty big.
What'd you play?
Just whatever I could find.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Something to do. It's too hot outside. Like 70.
You'll like this. Sauce, you may even like this. AJ, you might like this.
What?
Hockey, probably not so much.
Okay.
We were sort of spring cleaning, getting ready for a garage sale that, you know, may happen sometime soon. We don't know.
And we came across a little bag full of like old Christmas stuff just from this last year.
Great point, right, Hawk?
Oh, so good.
And it was a bunch of stocking stuffer stuff that I guess we just never, we kind of took downstairs to the basement and we never like went through it again. Mario Kart 8 was in there for the Wii U.
Whoa.
That I forgot that I had bought the kids.
It's a hell of a stocking stuffer.
So imagine my surprise when I find it. I'm more excited than they are.
Sure.
My son, he knew about it. That's pretty much all they wanted to do all weekend.
Yeah, man. Awesome. That's awesome. Good
Saturday was a perfect day to do it.
Yes, yeah. Was. Yeah. So my daughter, no kidding, the little jump power slide through the corners, picked it up in 5 seconds. I'm like, I just showed you that.
Hockey's favorite movie.
Yeah. It's a great movie.
It was a proud moment for me for video games.
It sounds like we may have a challenge to the throne there, Corey.
Yeah.
You know, you're always talking about how great your daughter is.
How old is Ames?
She's 10.
My 4-year-old would destroy her.
Them's fighting words.
She trained for 6 hours yesterday.
Trained? You made her play that game for 6 hours?
She's got to do her reps.
What is wrong with you?
She's got to get 1,000 laps in.
Earl Woods over there.
Yeah.
You want to eat, you do your laps.
10,000 hours. Yep. 10,000 hours.
Oh, she's well past that. Just in this calendar year. That math doesn't even work out. But it's close
enough. Daddy, could I please have a morsel of food?
No. I'm not going to adopt some British kid. Get out of here. Let's do Fan 5 because it's sponsored.
Yeah, man.
And that's important.
Sponsored by... Don't worry, call the Car X Man. Yes, and apparently Queen.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Thank you, Car X.
Let me see. What have I not brought up? Let's talk about this yet. We haven't discussed this yet, Ben. Not that you care, but the Gopher baseball team won 13-8 over UCLA in the Minneapolis Regional Championship game. So John Anderson, his first regional championship in his 37 years as Gopher coach. Gophers are 44-13. They advance to the best of three super regional at Oregon State next weekend, so the winner goes to the College World Series. Gophers seeded 14th nationally. They will take on the three-seeded Beavers of Oregon State.
Really? Number three Beavers. Good luck to that. That sounds awesome, though.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
It's about goddamn time we got a baseball team. Right?
What in the...
I don't really care either way, but I mean...
Well, we had one over the weekend.
We did, right. Yeah. Anybody here ever been to a Gopher baseball game?
Yeah, I'm a season ticket holder.
Okay. Oh, yeah? Where do they play?
D's Nuts Field.
Okay, yeah. Who's the coach?
Bofa.
What?
What?
You named two players on the team.
Yep.
Ben, tell me you heard that horse story earlier.
I did, yeah.
It's the best, right?
Yeah, I'm after you went through the restrictions on names, how is that... Ass.
It seems like it's suggestive or vulgar.
Yeah.
Bofa these nuts.
I love it.
Yeah.
And how about the guy mailing it in on the call, too?
Yeah.
Boring.
He was less than enthusiastic.
I just think we're spoiled.
Yeah.
Golden State Warriors won 122-103 over the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Warriors up 2-0 in the NBA Finals thanks to Steph Curry and his 33 points and an NBA Finals record 9 three-pointers. Game 3 Wednesday night in Cleveland. LeBron, 29 points over the first 44 minutes of the game. Set out the last four because Tyronn Lue put in the bench because it was over.
Yeah, it was over. Didn't we all have this feeling, though, that Game 1 was the best chance for the Cavs to get one win? And after this, I think it's over.
Yep.
It's over.
So you think it's a sweep?
Yeah, it's a sweep.
Yeah, I do.
Both games in Cleveland.
Yeah.
This is the king on his home court.
They have nothing else. They were shooting lights out in the first game. They're not going to shoot that well as a team the rest of the series.
Game 3 Wednesday in Cleveland. Twins won 7-5 over Cleveland. Thanks to Eddie Rosario and his 3 home runs, the 9th time in Twins history that a player has had a 3 home run game, and he's the first Twin to ever do it twice, Ben. How about that?
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, good for him.
8th different player to ever do it. Twins are 3.5 games back after winning 3 out of 4 against Cleveland. They host the White Sox with a doubleheader at Fred Smoot, as we like to call it, tomorrow at 3:10 and 7:10.
He is fun to watch hit, in my opinion, because no matter where the ball is, he's going to take it in that direction.
Yeah.
Like he's not trying to pull an outside pitch. If it's inside and he's got to shorten up a swing on an 0-2 count, like he does it. Like whatever, he'll find a way to put the ball in play. It's kind of fun to watch it.
Well, and he swings at pitches that aren't perfect. You know, he's not sitting up there waiting for.
Well, that one home run yesterday was kind of high and outside. And
two of them were not even strikes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm proud of him. And it was in front of his mom and dad.
Yeah, that's cool.
I guess.
What's wrong?
I guess.
I mean.
Oh, my God. Did you just do a Corey impression?
No. Corey's from the South?
Yeah. No, it sounded just like him.
Originally.
More of a Foghorn Leghorn impression.
Yeah. I'm from Jackson.
Jackson.
Mississippi?
Mississippi.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Thanks.
You
can
tell.
What's the guy that sings that song? Johnny Cash. It's Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
What's the guy that
Johnny
sings
Cash
that song?
Johnny Cash is terrible.
Stanley Cup. That's what? Just, yes. Come on,
what
man.
What the hell did you just
100%.
Say? 100%.
Like
Stop
Johnny
it.
No, not a fan.
Stop it.
Really?
Yeah. Everybody loves him because of that movie.
No.
No.
No, they liked him because they made the movie because he was popular.
Do you know how many people love him because of that movie?
None.
Six. A ton. I love Johnny Cash. Can you name a song other than Ring of Fire? I can't, but I love him.
Who is that an impression
of? Who are you talking to?
All of those people?
Not you guys, but there are a ton of people that the second that movie came out, they're like, oh my God, I love Johnny Cash. Can you name three
songs?
Now
these people are gay?
No.
Why'd you change the accent from like,
what happened just now?
You went like this.
Who were you impersonating just now?
I like Johnny Cash. Ooh, I like Johnny Cash.
Yeah, what is that all about?
What just happened?
Game show announcer? I don't know. But yeah, a lot of people. He's the best. Can you name three songs?
Jeez, now Barry White likes
him. Yeah, my gosh, Barry probably did.
How many people don't like Cash? That's three different accents. Keep going.
Me. I hate him.
That's your own voice?
Me. Yeah, I don't like Johnny Cash.
Why not?
His best song is a cover.
Huh?
Hurt?
Yeah.
That's not his best song.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
No, you can like him. You like whatever you want.
Oh,
this
thanks,
is America.
Baby. All right.
But there are so many people. And there are a lot of. I do it with a lot of things. But for some reason.
Yeah, you do grapefruits.
That's not me. It makes me mad that people love Johnny Cash who couldn't name three of his songs.
Go straighten out your wiener.
It's too short to be. It's too short to be curved.
It's like a jelly bean.
Yeah. You can't curve a jelly bean. Well played. Yeah. Yeah, it's like
just
a minnow.
Just a little bit of a curve.
It's like a minnow. There's no buoyancy to curve it.
It's cocktail wiener.
Buoyancy to what? Curve it?
It's like a minnow? What?
I don't know. I missed that part.
Can you please explain that?
Yeah.
I don't need to.
It's like a minnow.
I can't explain it. I don't have to.
Stanley Cup Finals Game 4 tonight. Vegas at Washington with the Caps up 2-1 after Washington won 3-1. On Saturday. Game 5 is Thursday back in Las Vegas, but Game 4 tonight in D.C. All right, Ben. We'll talk Michael Kendricks at 7:40. Some more Garbage Zone right after this with Ben Lieber and the rest of the Power Trip Morning Show right after this on The Fan.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, do, 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 do.
Black Sabbath, Stone Temple Pilots, and Buck Cherry. Combine them all, and you get Black Stone Cherry. This is called Shaking on the Power Trip Morning Show. It's called Hitting the Post, AJ.
Is this really a combo of all those bands?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A new study used data from Google Trends to figure out the most beloved 90s cartoon in every state.
Beavis and Butthead.
They only included kids' shows.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
There goes The Simpsons, South Park, and Beavis and Butthead.
Right.
The big three, as we called it in the 90s.
Family Guy as well, yeah. Batman the Animated Series and Recess were the most popular overall.
Never saw either one.
And really? What was the second one?
Oh, Batman was sweet.
Recess.
What's Recess?
Great.
Recess is good, too, yeah.
One Saturday morning.
Yeah, it was even a little after my time.
I don't think I even have heard of it.
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Never saw
what?
It.
Great cartoon.
Yeah, that one I've never heard of. I've never heard of
it. So
that.
Good. Magic School Bus.
No.
The Powerpuff Girls.
No.
Yeah, I've heard
Rugrats.
Of
Rugrats.
I watched Rugrats a little
Rugrats,
bit.
Rugrats, Wales.
You've never heard of the Magic School Bus?
Yeah, I have. Yeah,
heard of it. Just never seen it.
Oh. We used to call that when we drove around getting high. Okay, that was out loud.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Never heard of it.
Yep.
Dragon Balls.
Dragon Balls? What's that about?
I don't know. I didn't watch. I was too old. I'm sure it was about big dragon, big old set of nuts on him. I don't know. I mean, it sounds like weird for a cartoon, but I never
saw
it.
That was on?
Yeah, he probably was so big he couldn't fly, and he was sad.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
They addressed that this year on Thrones.
Oh, they did? He's in Thrones?
Really?
Yeah, the dragon. That's why the dragon crashed.
Because it's like a ball, it's like a ball and chain hanging there.
Yeah, yep. I think it was a double entendre thing. It was like a Dragon Balls, you know, because that's what the show was about. But also, he was always dragging his balls. He couldn't get off the ground and fly.
He could do some destruction if he just flew with those things dragging on the ground.
Yeah, right. And that's what happened. He didn't mean to do it. He
barrel
fell
over
yeah.
people. And,
it, was,
yeah.
it was like Clifford, only the giant nuts.
When was that on? That on in the 90s?
Probably Saturday mornings. I'm guessing, okay. Right. Around 8 o'clock when, you know. Doug, which I loved.
Doug was
so good.
Doug was the best.
Betty Mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember this, but Sailor Moon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nope.
No.
I remember it, but yeah.
I've never even heard of that one.
Soleil Moon was Fry?
That? Didn't they get a remake of that?
But, I don't know.
Probably.
See.
Pokemon?
Never saw it.
Sure.
Digimon Adventure?
Never saw it.
Stupid Davy loved that.
The Tick?
The what?
Tick?
Never got into the Tick.
Yeah,
the blue guy.
Yeah.
Arthur, which I loved.
That was Minnesota's favorite, by the way.
Arthur?
Yeah.
Arthur?
Which one was Minnesota's favorite?
How boring is that?
Arthur's like the most boring garbage ever.
I loved Arthur.
Oh, no. Arthur's sweet.
What's that? Arthur sucks.
Every day when you're walking down the street, everybody that you meet has an original point of view.
Oh, my God.
No, great. That's what we needed.
Never opinions. What a wonderful kind of day. You learn to work and play.
I was watching Beavis and Butthead. I was watching Arthur. Other.
The surround like sound in this place
sucks. You got to
sucks.
Listen to your heart. Listen to the beat. Listen to the rhythm. The rhythm of the street. Open the
Can you like, shut up?
Yes.
Wait, what? That's the actual...
That's the open.
Yeah.
That's the
Wasn't
open
it a
for PB, Arthur?
It was a PBS show,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. It was awesome.
What the hell is wrong
DW.
With you? But yeah, but you had Alex.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't...
Right, so, Alex
well,
makes sense.
Home.
Why the hell was AJ watching Arthur?
I have younger sisters.
Nice try.
Right.
It's also
Can you
on
like,
Netflix now.
Shut up.
Max loves this.
So
show
good.
Sucks.
It's such a good show.
I don't...
It's such a good show.
Arthur
and the best part about being a parent is circling back on the cartoons you loved when you were a kid.
Well, like,
because now
you,
they're available everywhere.
Ben, you were telling us you make them watch Bugs Bunny now, right?
Yeah, Looney Tunes.
Yeah,
good
yeah, man.
Ones. Yeah. Not Arthur.
Hell yeah.
Looney Tunes is the jam.
Well, duh.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You get
used to watch it all the time.
So much garbage it would not be allowed on kids' TV now.
Oh, yeah.
Almost all of it.
Almost all of it.
Racist stereotypes, sexual predators, drinking.
You get into a scrape, just call Acme, man. They've got
Smoking
something for everything.
For sure.
How about Rugrats? Was Alex
Pepe Le Pew's a straight criminal.
Rugrats?
100%.
Oh, yeah. Rugrats ruled. Last one on the audience, by the way.
You played with a guy
head.
Like that, didn't you?
Hey Arnold.
Hey Arnold.
That's right.
Yeah, Pepe Le Pew is basically hashtag me too. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, he is like the Me Too movement.
He's a sexual predator.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, put him down. They should euthanize him.
Should have. He once faked his own death just to try to get some action.
Oh.
Faked his own suicide.
The Simpsons,
not even death.
Not on that list, obviously.
Right.
Because it debuted in 1989.
That's not a kid's show anyway.
And it's,
the Simpsons Wales,
90s,
man.
I feel you.
Oh, God. It's one of the best shows of all time.
I'm so surprised every time you say that.
Oh, why? That's like my brother's religion. He loves that
TV
show.
I mean, that seems weird.
He loves that. As I've always said, season 3 through 9 are some of the best TV of all time. Conan O'Brien wrote on it.
He's always said that.
It was great.
I can't stand people that claim to love The Simpsons but can only name like 3 episodes.
Get your own bit. Get your own take. Johnny Cash sucks. It's okay if I don't like Johnny Cash.
Agreed.
He's terrible.
I heard myself today.
Shut up.
That was the song that you just said was his best song.
Yeah, he still sounds stupid.
By the way, just so everybody can keep track at home, you like Florida Georgia Line, right?
I could name one of their songs.
But your thoughts on the band?
Oh, great band. One of the best.
So, Cash sucks.
Yeah.
Florida Georgia Line, 2 thumbs up.
Ooh.
Who the hell's Florida Georgia Line?
Okay.
My phone's ringing. It's David.
He
He also hates Johnny Cash.
Chris and AJ are distracted. They're watching reruns of Arthur.
You got to listen to the heart. Listen to the beat.
I've never heard that. I've never saw one.
Right, Dudley Moore as Arthur. Now we're talking.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was good.
Bob Baffert briefly broke from focus on Justified's
triple. That was a hell of a tongue twister. Yeah. You nailed it, too.
Thank you.
Try it again.
Bob Baffert briefly broke from focus to Justify's Justify's triple crown bid to visit a horse who lives in Versailles, Kentucky. With history on the line this week at Belmont Park, the trainer went last week to see the champion of his champions. Baffert was greeted by American Pharoah, smoking a cigarette, and peeling off a used...
Christopher Allen.
It's like a hefty cinch sack.
Oh, my God. It's larger than that. How are you, brother?
What's happening, Blair? Welcome to the real world. It's like BoJack.
Baffert would be pretty close to the equivalent of his pimp, right?
Yeah.
Very, very close.
Yeah. Don't let me slap a horse.
Do you think Pharoah gets the Eddie Murphy treatment in Coming to America?
100%.
Yeah, every morning.
Yep. Yeah. Well, that's his only job, so somebody has to make sure that is ready to work.
Yeah. Right? I hope he doesn't have what we talked about earlier.
Sure. Yeah, you don't have to shower the whole horse.
Yeah.
The main part.
The one that makes money.
Anyway, greeted by American Pharoah, who, according to Ashford stud general manager Dermot Ryan, continues breeding in stride. Another successful leg in the life of a thoroughbred legend. Ryan said, quote, his personality hasn't changed whatsoever, but he sure smiles a lot more.
Anyway, how is your sex life?
He's still the same friendly, gentle, kind horse that he was when he was with Bob.
Oh.
He's so relaxed all the time.
It's perma-stoned.
Man, what a life. What are you doing today? Oh, you know.
Just begging.
Yeah, just getting after it.
Since February,
cashing checks.
Right. Yeah.
Since February 2016, American Pharoah's breeding career has been plentiful and prosperous. He bred about 180 mares.
Mayor of what city?
That's right, he's going to be mayor.
Mayor Goldie Wilson.
Great bit.
Probably about the same this year. 180 last year, about 180 this year, if he can keep up. The initial stud fee was $200,000 each time.
Are you serious, Clark?
Yeah, so 200,000 times 180. Please, somebody, I'm not even going to try.
I'm out.
It's like, that'd be what? 180, 200,000. Every five is a million, so we're talking. How am I doing this math so poorly?
What is it, Hockey?
It's 180 mares at $200,000 a piece.
36 million.
I got 50,000.
How did you get 50,000? Look at 50, he's got 50,400.
Oh, hold on. This is what I meant to get.
Yeah, 36 mil. Man.
So 36 mil in the time that he's been studded out, or is that per year?
That's 180 per year.
Yeah, man.
This is what I got.
If you can keep up at that 180 pace. What if you spend 200K, the horse does his thing, and then the horse that it creates is just like the meat sauce of thoroughbreds. And you're like, what? I want a redo.
How overweight is that GD horse?
This has no interest in running.
Yeah, all it does is eat and complain and talk about how much Johnny Cash sucks.
And he's the first horse ever to J.O.
He has two hands.
First horse born without hands, so we put human hands on it. Damn thing passes out every day.
He's the first horse to be born without hands?
He walks on his hind legs.
Hey! First horse to be born without hands.
I meant hooves. I put humans.
No, we knew what you meant.
I don't think you did.
Anyway.
That horse would have just immaculate calves, though, right?
Yep.
Just didn't want to use them.
Yep, that's right.
This one looks like he's ready to roll.
That horse is handsome.
What does it do?
Nothing. Try to put it down multiple times.
You just called yourself handsome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I am handsome.
He is. He says handsome. His oldest crop are yearlings, by the way, two of which, a colt out of Mare Mekohakde and a filly out of Untouched Talent, each sold for $1 million apiece at public auctions. So you pay $200,000 for the breeding fee and sell the pony for $100,000, or I guess the little kitty horse. Yeah.
Kitty horse.
What do you think some of these mares?
Horse.
I don't remember which fellow.
Moo. What are some of these mares thinking when they walk up to that?
What the hell is that thing?
It's the kitty donkey.
I'm sorry. It was an orgy. We didn't know who was putting what.
It's a kitty ass.
Animals were coming from all over the yard.
All over the yard.
Essentially what celebrities do anyway, right? Yeah. Is celebrity stud fees. You think Timberlake, when he can have his pick of anybody on the planet, he picked Jessica Biel for a reason.
Heck yeah.
Right? He wants his kids to be elite. So you take Jessica. Say, this kid's going to be a good-looking kid. Dancing, acting and whatnot. I got a super kid. Right? You don't breed with some bus skank.
Yeah, but what are these mares thinking when they walk about? Like, good God, I don't want that thing in me.
Yeah, right, for sure. right.
According to Adam Schefter, Michael Kendricks is signing with the Cleveland Browns today. We'll ask Ben about what he thinks of Eric Kendricks' brother not to come into the Minnesota Vikings during Vikings News next on the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
And this portion of the Power Trip Morning Show brought to you by Jaffe Mediciner.
The summer burger creations are here. They're at Green Mill. Enjoy five limited-time burgers all made with fresh, never-frozen USDA choice beef. We're going to get you there now with a $50 Green Mill gift card. Caller number 11 right now. Thanks for listening to the Power Trip. 651-995-326. 800-320-5326 wins.
God, do I love a good hamburger.
Oh, Green Mill whales.
Mm-mm-mm. It does. I love Green Mill. I really do. It's the Power Trip Morning Show. It's 741. It is Monday, June 4th. The year is half over, gentlemen. I don't know what's going on. But it does seem to be going faster than ever.
It does, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah, don't say that, because we all want summer to stick around for a long time.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, I need it.
But we need football, because football wails.
90 and sunny for the next 6 or 7 months. That'd be great.
No.
Yeah, it would be great.
Hockey, that's way too hot.
I don't mind it. This year, 90? I'm not having a problem with the heat this year.
Ugh.
90's too hot. McTee's sweat.
No, the best thing about 90 is being outside and being sweaty, and then you walk into your nice cold house.
Yeah.
AC is the best. Oh, it's the best. AC Slater and air conditioning.
AC
two of my
Callen?
Favorite. Not AC Milan.
No, don't care. It's
yeah, exactly.
Care.
Don't care.
No.
Couldn't care less. It's time for Vikings news. Let's do this.
Yeah. It's time for Vikings news.
Touchdown!
Somebody scored a touchdown.
Presented by
Redco.
This is non-Vikings news because it sounds like Michael Kendricks will not be a Minnesota Viking. The brother of Vikings linebacker Eric Kendricks. Michael did visit the Vikings last week. He also visited Oakland and Cleveland. Yesterday was a big hubbub because he was pretty pissed that everybody was reporting that he was going to sign with Cleveland. Got super defensive, swore a bunch, right? He was like, basically, this is all BS. This is dumb. And he yelled at people. It was not a very strange denial. Why deny it if you're signing? But anyway, according to Yahoo Sports and now Adam Schefter from ESPN, that Michael Kendricks will sign a one-year deal with the Cleveland Browns.
Sweet.
See, I agree with AJ's take on the fact that I'm sure there was a leverage play involved. And I think he's just upset that in this world that we lived in where everybody has to get the first scoop, you know, I got to scoop this story, the first guy to do it. And he could have blown an opportunity where he was leveraging Cleveland's offer internally with Oakland or somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then once Oakland hears that and they open up PFT and they're like, well, it looks like you're going to sign with Cleveland, then it looks like talks are off and they go about their business. We lost our guy. So
we don't know if that's 100% true, but based on his actions and how upset he was, I could see why if there was another $1 million or $2 on the table that he didn't get to have an opportunity at, I'd be pissed too.
But then you wonder who leaked it, right? Because didn't basically the agents also say that the Browns were the front runner? So your agent's also saying the Browns are in the lead as well. And
right, but that doesn't mean that you're going to sign with them.
No, but
you
still,
know, that's also kind of a leverage play too. Say like, hey, Browns, they're leading the way. If you want in on the bidding, you gotta come talk to us. But then if somebody says, nope, we got him, well then that backs everybody off.
Oh.
So I'd be upset too. Which, you know, looking at him as a fit here, I don't know about you guys, but if I'm the youngest of my brothers, but if I had a younger brother, I don't think I'd want to play with him when he's making 5 times as much money as me.
Huh. Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. I don't know if I'd want to do that.
Hmm.
Like, as happy as I would be for him from afar, I don't know if I'd want to be on the team and be the lesser known player as the older brother.
A daily reminder that he's better and richer?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I just don't like that. I just don't like that dynamic. And maybe that's just, brothers are different, have different relationships, but I don't think any one of my brothers would do that either. I mean, they're super supportive, but I don't think they'd want to be on the same team with me. If I'm making, my contract's $50 million and I'm on a 1 year, you know, $5 million deal.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah. According to ProFootballTalk.com, the football career of Bears tight end Zach Miller likely ended last season when he suffered a just terrible knee injury.
Oh, against the Saints. It was in the back of the end zone, right?
Yeah, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Even though it's doubtful that Miller will ever play again, the Bears have brought him back for 2018. Per a source with knowledge of the situation, the Bears have re-signed Miller to a one-year deal. Miller, 33, joined the Bears in 2015. Under the so-called split contract with the Bears, he'll earn $458,000 for 2018, whether he plays or not. If he somehow is able to play, he would make $790,000 in 2018. It's a class move by the Bears, who otherwise wouldn't have owed him a dime since his contract expired after the season, and it sends a message to the locker room that the Bears don't automatically regard players as nameless, faceless, fungible commodities who come and go on a constant basis and who get nothing more than the CBA entitles them to.
Wow.
Did you say that is fungible?
That's what it says here. Is
What's that
right?
Fungible? What
does that mean? F-U-N-G-I-B-L-E.
Fungible.
Fungible.
It's like if you're fun and spongy.
Hmm. It sounds like...
Same time.
It is. Of goods contracted for without an individual specimen being specified.
I'm less clear now after you've read it.
Able to be replaced or be replaced by another identical item, mutually interchangeable.
Yeah. Yeah,
money is fungible. Money that is raised for one purpose can easily be used for another.
Can you, like, shut up?
Can you, like, pass on? Like,
what a waste of money.
It says dictionary. Enter word, i.e. pie. Let's see what we get. Pie, a baked dish of fruit or meat and vegetables, typically with top and base of pastry. Never mind, I'll stop.
I don't know.
Percent chance, iHeart cuts one of us loose and just says, here's $500,000 just to prove that we don't think you're just a nameless, faceless person. We cared about you, so here's $500,000.
Yeah, but we didn't perform, though.
Well, he's not either.
But he got hurt. Like, he performed, and then he got hurt. We just sucked.
So what would be a fungible comparison for meat sauce?
What does that mean?
Meat sauce robot?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm like Chris. I also do not understand the definition after hearing it out of meat sauce's mouth.
I do know if you'd take a shower often, you'd have less fungible on you.
Dad.
This is what it says.
Was your comeback your dad?
It was. That was, in fact, his exact comeback.
In economics, fungibility is the property of a good or commodity whose individual units are essentially interchangeable. For example, since 1 kilogram of pure gold is equivalent to any other kilogram of pure gold, whether in the form of coins, igots... or other states.
Igots.
Gold is fungible.
Yep.
Other fungible commodities include sweet crude oil, company shares, bonds, or other precious metals and currencies. Fungibility refers only to the equivalence of each unit of a commodity with other units of the same commodity and not to exchange of one commodity for another, which is barter.
You bored my guests to tears with a story that made absolutely no sense.
Barter. Here we go. Barter is a system of exchange where goods or services are directly exchanged for other goods or services without using a medium of exchange such as
we don't
money.
Care.
You're reading of that definition
okay, money.
Of Let's fungible go to money. Just money caused another Great Depression. Money like just it. Killed itself.
Gross. Here's what I love about Sauce. Now, Sauce, look up from your computer for a second. Explain anything that you just said.
I think fungibility is meaning that something isn't worthless. So we're not saying that you're worthless, so we're going to keep you here and pay you. Fungibility.
Okay.
He did say the word at the end like he was in a spelling bee. Fungibility.
That was my favorite part.
Yeah. Good job, Sauce.
Thanks. Bing. Well, let's not say it was
good. I'm just
good.
Proving my fungibility.
I think you're confusing fungibility with value.
I think you're confusing kindness with a-holeness.
He does that often.
It's in my contract.
Yeah.
Yesh.
Yesh?
Yesh! This isn't Vikings news, but this is NFL news, Ben. Russell Wilson and his wife, Ciara. Is it Ciara or Ciara?
I think it's Ciara.
Don't know.
I don't know.
She's I can't Ciara? Name one of her
Ciara.
Songs.
I think it's Ciara.
She's. Do I know any of her songs?
Yeah, Hawk, play some. Right, we have a bunch in the system.
Anyway, the two of them are listed as owners/investors in a group that wants to bring Major League Baseball to Portland, Oregon. Portlandia.
And they also want to, I think he's part of a group to bring, is it the same group that wants to bring basketball back to Seattle?
Get the Sonics back?
Yeah.
See, that's hype.
Yeah. So this Portland team potentially would be if the A's wanted to relocate, if the Rays wanted to relocate, or theoretically expansion as well, if Major League Baseball is even open to that. So it would be at least 4 years.
No, we don't
years
need
in
more
future.
Baseball teams.
This is
just move them.
Yeah, just move them.
But they like that expansion fee, right? All those teams, all the leagues like expansion
right.
Fees, right? Vegas just got everybody paid.
Apparently this song from Ciara went to number 1 last June. I don't know. It's called Bloody Kisses.
Very dramatic.
Yeah.
What is this?
I just told you, I think.
She's a great singer.
That's yeah, do you have anything Jeez. Else?
My fault.
Do you have anything else she sings?
I do,
sings?
Yeah, yeah. I think this might be it. Very sad.
Fits Russell's personality.
It does. Why is she so upset about things? Doesn't sound like the kind
What's
of thing.
What's the name of this song?
This is called Defender.
Oh. Wow.
That's wow. Damn it, I stopped this last
baritone. Thing.
That's what she sounds like?
Yeah.
Damn it.
She's got some range.
Yeah, she seems mad. Yeah.
Here's her next hit, Orgasmatron.
Okay. Is that her on Sin? Is that E.T.?
Damn it, all these songs have such long intros. All right, this joke died because of my lack of preparedness.
What was
Who is this?
Well, that was Megadeth. No, that was Motorhead.
Oh, Motorhead wails.
Yeah, they're whaley.
Name three Motorhead songs.
Ace of Spades, Orgasmatron, and...
I can't stand people that claim to love Motorhead, but then can't even name three of their
claiming
songs.
Claiming you like Motorhead is no comparison to claiming you like Johnny Cash. So it's like saying, I really like Madonna and OMC. I'm a huge OMC fan.
Oh, what?
Why? Because they made a movie about them?
How bizarre.
How bizarre.
Great point.
Your analogy made
that is not
so
a great
little
point.
Sense.
Okay. Who's OMC?
Oh, how bizarre. They wail.
Song. They made a movie about them?
No.
Oh.
Were you listening?
This is OMC right here.
You just didn't get your joke.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
Oh,
yeah.
Great song.
Yeah.
I do like this song.
Right.
Then we like this song.
Yeah, I like this song. Yeah. Ooh,
we
baby.
Drink tequila.
Wait, was OMC the name of the band or the guy?
The band. This guy's dead, though.
Yeah.
Well,
cross him off then.
He has been. Oh, this song wails.
It sounds alive.
Cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly, red blue lights. Flash us from behind. So bad. Loud
voice boom. So good.
It's so good. It feels like a happy song.
Yeah. Planet Bridge words of comfort. Cena just hides her eyes. Policeman taps the shades. Is that a Chevy 69? How bizarre.
See? How bizarre. I like that song. That's kind of good.
That's a good summer jam.
Yeah.
That's kind of a good summer jam.
Yeah.
I'm just driving down the road.
Yeah.
Got my hand out the window.
You just don't like Cash because after the movie came out, it became hip and cool to wear Cash's t-shirts and like say you like Cash.
See, if I were an adult and had a wide variety of vocabulary, that's what I would have said.
Yeah, but you're fungible. It's too bad you don't have a wide variety of vocabulary.
It's not my fault you have wide set.
Wide set?
I was about to say something horrific. I'll stop.
I just.
It's almost like you didn't have any other words you could use.
We better break.
Bye.
Band 5 is next. 8 o'clock hour of the Power 2 Morning Show right after this. So, Chris, you're the epitome of fashion, right? You wear Affliction shirts, or as Pete Buttigieg calls them, douche capes.
Yeah, right.
You've been known to wear a cowboy hat or two.
Sure.
Last week, you had a Hawaiian shirt on.
I thought it looked good.
Have you seen LeBron James or Draymond Green from last night walking into Oracle Arena in California?
Here's something that'll shock you. No.
Maybe you're on Twitter.
No, yeah, no, I haven't.
They walked in with, is it shorts, suits, or suit shorts? How would you say it?
I think it's suit shorts.
Yeah, suit shorts. Yeah.
Really?
So basically, sport coat. From the waist up, you look like you, basically look like you normally would be, but then you wear shorts.
Angus.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, there you go. Yeah.
Well, who's playing, who's singing now?
Well,
you get it, right?
Sure.
I mean, so just think of Angus on stage.
Yeah. So they have shorts on.
Interesting.
With suits. Your thoughts.
Great look.
I think it's, if you got the calves like the man over there does, I think it's a good look for you.
I might wear
that
to Ellie's wedding.
That's not bad, yeah.
I should do that.
Ellie's getting married.
Whoops.
I like it. I think only certain guys can pull it off. Like, you have to be.
Like hot ones.
You have to be athletic and trim looking like these basketball players. Wow. I don't think that. A roly-poly guy could wear a
suit. So what you're saying
short.
Is the Power Trip Morning Show should avoid wearing
no
suit shorts or short suits. It's a lot of S's.
No, I think you guys could all pull it off. I'm thinking more like rotund.
Yeah, I don't care to try. I'm not a good dresser, and I don't think I look particularly well when I try to dress well. That's why every time I'm around Jason Zucker, I get pissed. It's because he's about my height, but dresses 10 times better than me. And he's in better shape than me as well, but also just in general, he's the same height as me. I should be able to wear essentially what he does. Can't do it.
You should probably just go a size down.
Go smaller?
Like with your shirt.
Just tighten it up a little
bit? Just tighten it up.
Ooh, just tighten it up.
Form fit it a little bit.
Ooh. Ooh, go on. I don't know. Chris
like
is the fashion expert. I know. Wouldn't it be nice to dress nice?
It would be good. I've always wanted to dress like Brad Pitt in Ocean's 11. But I look like Barney
like
Rubble
rusty.
In this suit. I really do. That's not that's not an exaggeration.
I'm with you. I don't like the way I look
in
suits either.
I look like a block of stone with feet.
But you need to get... I think if you want to look good in a suit, you have to go custom. Have to. Even if it's... Okay, I'll take that back. Not custom from... scratch, but if you get something off the rack, you have to get it tailored and brought in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's a little boxy.
It's a little boxy.
one suit, one, and it's custom, and it looks sweet on me.
Wow.
Anytime I try and dress up nice, I look like a mannequin that was thrown down a flight of stairs.
What else do you look exactly like?
Like a one-night stand that's been wandering the streets for 4 hours.
What else do you look exactly like?
An ugly Jack Black.
And that was Meat Sauce with What Else Is It Exactly Like?
I don't know if any of those are specifically, though, for when you're wearing a suit. That just may be your general appearance.
And you didn't mention food. A little disappointed.
Yeah, what happened to the fast food bit on number three?
Going a different direction.
Oh, look at you trading it up there, buddy.
What'd your custom suit cost you?
Ooh.
Oh, good.
Did I miss
something? It was a gift?
I know a guy.
Zero? Or a
or a handy.
Wait, you're speechless?
Pass.
You think that suit...
It's probably worth it.
Think about this. That suit, even though you paid zero, it sounds like, that suit is going to cost you, or would have cost you, probably slightly more than it's going to cost you to not get your ear pierced.
Oh, that suit would have cost way more.
Oh, good for you.
I think we do some Fan 5. I miss sports.
You do?
I miss it when it's gone.
Fan 5 is brought to you by Continental Diamond and ContinentalDiamond.com. Father's Day right around the corner. Go get your dad a nice watch.
Yeah, that's a good idea, man. And I want to say thank
Sick
you
watches downstairs.
To Jim and all the great people downstairs who took care of my beloved. She wanted to put the diamond out of her wedding ring into a different ring, and they did that and took care of business. It was great. They did a fantastic job. She's very happy. So thank you.
Always do.
Money where my mouth is. I love that place.
What?
I'm saying I support the people that support this show. What do you think of them apples?
I like apples.
I don't mind them.
They have to be crisp, apples, though.
Yep. Ice cold and green.
Yeah. Green.
What?
Are you the, I like the sour bit.
I'm all Honeycrisp.
Yeah. They're so good. Yeah, really? It's the only kind, even though they're like $9 a pound.
Yeah, they're massive.
Yeah, they're so good.
I like sauce.
The green ones, huh?
Granny Smith.
Oh, applesauce whales.
Applesauce is pretty good.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I like things I don't have to chew.
So is your sister.
Hey.
The Golden State Warriors now up 2-0 on the Cleveland Cavaliers after a 122-103 win last night. Curry, 33 points, a finals record, 9 three-pointers. Ben, Vegas has the Warriors at about a 95% favorite. 95 or 96 almost.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Shoot at the walls.
The rest of the way. So it's.
I think we all three said
basically over.
Before the series started, there's going to be a sweep.
I thought sweep or one win was the most. Yeah. I
think Rosie said five. I think we said
Rosie
four.
Doesn't know what he's talking about.
I didn't want to bet Chris because Chris did double or nothing that the Cavs would win two games, and I didn't think they would, but it's still LeBron, right? I didn't think they would beat the Pacers. I didn't think they'd beat the Raptors. I didn't think they'd beat the Celtics. I just got tired of betting against him, so I just said thanks, but no thanks. And now that one I should have taken because it looks like it's going to work.
Yeah, I think it's over.
Hindsight.
For them. It's over. I mean, I know that Steph set a record with threes, but even still, just the way they move the ball and they change their philosophy of taking care of the drive in the lane a little bit more and had more points in the paint. Like, I just don't think that Cleveland's going to have an answer now. Now that Golden State can do both, not only stay on the perimeter and shoot, but also take care of the lane as well, now that their head's spinning. There's no way that they win a game.
Ben, what do you think of this one? Gophers quarterback Vic Viramontes will transfer after never playing a game for the Minnesota Golden Gophers. He was the top-ranked junior college quarterback in the recruiting class of 2018. He was supposed to be the guy, but came out of the spring game third on the depth chart, and it sounds like that pissed him off a little bit, according to sources that talked to the Pioneer Press. He was not a huge fan of that. That was a major factor in his decision. He's going back to Riverside City College in California, and he's switching to linebacker.
Say what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the top-ranked junior college quarterback comes here to be the next big thing, right? To be the Johnny Utah of the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Spring game is a disaster for him. Everybody said he's not keeping up with the speed, that it wasn't clicking for him. He comes out third on the depth chart, and now he says, I'm out. So he's going back to Riverside City College, excuse me, in California, and now he's going to switch to linebacker.
Mm.
What a weirdo.
Yeah.
What just happened?
Yeah, what just did happen? It sounds like, I mean, a lot of things. I mean, he just, it didn't go his way, so he's going to cry about it and leave. But if you're going to switch to linebacker, like, when were you then fully committed to playing quarterback when you're here with the Gophers?
Or aren't you also then admitting that the Gophers are right, that you're not capable of playing quarterback, so you might as well switch position because this is not happening for you? So,
but then how is that? That's a gigantic miss then when you're recruiting anybody that recruited this guy thinking that
he was the real deal.
He was the real deal.
Right. Agreed. So they scouted him poorly as well.
Right.
The whole thing's a mess.
Jeez.
What a fun name that was going to be to say, too.
Yeah. Oh, it was sweet.
Vic Viramontes. Now it's, what was that one guy that quit before he started?
Paul Blart.
Yeah, Paul Blart.
The mall cop?
Yep.
Hey, speaking of falling apart, what is going on with the Lynx? The Lynx have lost 4 straight games. They're now 2-5 after a 77-69 loss to the Sparks. 2-5. Up next, at the Mystics on Thursday.
It'll be just fine.
Or will it?
Yes.
The Minnesota Twins have the 20th pick in this year's draft. The draft is today.
Oh, is it hockey? What? Who are they going to take?
Well, I've been looking through it all.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure Labrador Rottweiler.
Who will be the number one overall pick?
That's what I just said. I think they get... Vlasic Pickle.
Okay.
What's he do?
The Twins have picks 20 and then 59, and then after that, they lost their third rounder as compensation for signing Lance Lynn. Whoops. And they sent number 74 overall to the San Diego Dads in exchange for the Phil Hughes trade. So they don't have as many high-end picks this year as they do in or have had in years past. Picks 20.
Yeah. Yeah, Lance Lynn's kind of turned it around. He had a good outing this last last time.
Don't give up.
Yeah, don't give up hope.
He labors when he pitches. Like, he's every pitch looks like it's the worst thing that's ever happened to him. And push. Great song. Isn't that Goo Goo Dolls, Hawk?
I want
to. You're thinking of. That's Matchbox 20.
Either way, that song bangs.
Great song.
Yeah.
Ben likes it.
Matchbox 20 is sweet.
I like Matchbox 20.
Yeah, yes. So do I. It's perfect music. Not too high, not too low. Just,
it's easy listening.
Correct. Correct. Easy listening music is sweet.
Hockey,
I think there's burgers out in the hallway.
Stop it.
I'm serious.
Stop it. I'm a little bit rusty.
What? I don't know.
If you're lying, I'm going to kill you.
No, I'm dead serious from Green Mill.
Oh, well, then I'm them.
Then I'm them.
What?
That's what
I
don't
know. I know what I said.
Eddie Rosario hit 3 home runs, and the Twins won 7-5 over the Indians. His third home run was a 2-run walk-off home run.
Awesome. Hey, Bian?
Yep.
How long you been gone from home? Like you left for college and you like never lived there again, right?
Yeah, 97.
Right.
Yeah.
It's crazy, right?
It was crazy. It's been a long time.
I have an observation about sort of the same thing.
Yeah, okay.
Can we do it after we get back from break?
Sure ting.
It's a weird, weird, weird thing about moving away from home as a young man and then going back again after a while, like I did this weekend.
Okay.
Let's talk about it, shall we?
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Should I go take a peek in the hall?
I heard. I should go take a pee in the hall.
Yep.
Do that.
All right.
The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
Well, there's 5 of us on the show right now, and 3 of us just destroyed cheeseburgers from Green Mill. I'm so proud of you two, but you're really missing out. Man.
Holy smokes.
So good.
Well, now Sauce is going to eat 3 more.
Well, jeez, Sauce.
Go ahead, Sauce. Eat up, brother.
I'm saving them for the other person that endorses them, because they're supposed to be for them.
Anybody I know?
Yeah, actually, you do.
Who is it?
It's Alfred E. Newman.
Oh, good. From Mad Magazine?
Yeah.
Good guy. I like that guy. Funny guy.
Yeah. Is he dead?
I don't know. You know, I would guess not. But if he is, I would guess it was Spy versus Spy that did it.
So remember a couple days ago it was National Donut Day? That's Advantage Power Trip Morning Show, right?
Yeah.
Today, apparently, it's National Cheese Day.
Oh, cheese whales.
I mean, but,
I can get down with that.
Yeah. Donut day's so much
better. Where do we find all these national days? Is there a calendar?
There's 47 different days every day. Mm. Oh. So basically, what do you like? Just name something that you like.
Mm. Careful, Ben.
Anything. Mm.
Chipotle.
That's tomorrow.
Boy, I wish
that's tomorrow?
Tomorrow's National Burrito Day.
I wish it were.
Oh, Hawk, name some things you like.
Cholesterol.
When's Old People Porn Day?
It's a week from Thursday.
Oh.
So you're taking it off?
Damn, I celebrated a week early.
Several times.
Hey, BN.
Yeah.
Let me play something that has...
Oh, yeah. What was your tease?
Yeah, my tease. Let me see what I got here. Family Tree. No, that's not going to work. Family Man. Oh, Hollow Notes has a song called Family Man. There you go. This is good. Doesn't really make sense with this story, but so this weekend when I went home, I had some time to visit with my mom and dad. And I, every time I've been home in for the longest time, it's been to play a show or something like that. And it's work, right? Even though it's fun, it's work.
Mm-hmm.
But not this time. I had time to actually just sit on the porch with my mom and dad for 2 days in a row, and talk to them and talk to my brother, who is 5 years older than me, who I obviously grew up with, even though he's 5 years older than me. And he beat the hell out of me a lot. But we grew up together, right? We played together. It was fun. First 18 years of my life, this is my big brother, you know? And then I went away to college and I ran away, basically, and went off. And now I'm 47. Have you had that moment yet? And maybe you haven't because you see your family more than I do. But have you had that family moment now where you realize you don't know your brother at all?
No.
Hmm.
No.
How often do you see him?
Maybe once a year.
Really? And you still feel like you know him really well?
Yeah, we text and talk and stuff like that. Hmm. We have a text thread between my brother and my brother-in-law. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then my two brothers. So we're always kind of like throwing stuff out there that happened in sports or whatever. So we're kind of always communicating.
Hmm.
So yeah, I still feel like I know them pretty well.
Right. I feel like I know two different people. Hmm. I know my big brother who I grew up with, and now I know the adult guy, and I'm getting to know him better, you know?
But he feels like a stranger.
Feels like a stranger in some ways.
That's depressing. Why did you bring that up?
It is, but it is how life is, and it's the choices you make, and this is what I had to do, and I'm glad that I did it, you know?
Right.
But it's really weird because for the first few moments, it's like, oh, I don't know what's going on in your life at all. I have no idea what's going on.
So how often do you talk to him?
About once every 10 years. No, I'm just kidding. I literally, I see him maybe once a year as well. And we don't talk on the phone. He's not much of a phone guy at all.
Hmm.
He's pretty laid back, quiet kind of guy.
So that would be tough.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, I mean, I don't talk to my brothers a ton. Anyway, we used to talk a lot. But probably once every 5 or 6 weeks, we'll just hash it out for, you know, 30 minutes, an hour or so. Just catch up on the kids and see how everybody's doing.
Do you have any high school friends you stay close in contact with?
A little bit, but not super close.
Right. If you go back home and you see one of them, do you realize you have no idea who they are anymore?
Not really.
You're killing my bit. This is just not going as well as I hoped.
I think I kind of know my...
All right, never mind.
I'm going to go back at the end of June, and I'll see a couple of the guys then.
Hmm. Does anybody have a similar experience?
Well, I'm curious because I've mentioned this a couple of times, but I have my 20-year reunion in about a month or so, right? Month and a half, give or take.
Is that right?
And I think kind of what you're talking about is where I'm going to go with this, which is... the balance between caring and not caring. You wish all of them well, but you realize I don't really know any of you anymore, and I'm never really going to know any of you again. So I'm not faking that I care. I just can only care a certain amount, because then all of us are going to go right back to not caring when this day is over.
Yeah.
So it's almost... And also, how do you sum up 20 years of your existence?
Right.
Sure.
That's why people say marriage, kids, job. Because it's you're not going to ever recreate, you know, the last 20 years. I only knew you for 13.
Right.
And if somebody did, you'd be like, shut up.
Yeah.
Right. And somebody right.
Well, 13 years ago, this happened. And then the next year, this happened. And then they talk for 30 minutes. You're like, I didn't need to know all that.
I didn't. Yeah, nor do I care.
Right.
Are you doing all right? Doing great. So-and-so is great. Kids are great. Job's great. Awesome. Moving on to the next one.
Yeah. All right.
Good to see you.
What I find interesting is that when you meet the person again, you see him again. Hey, how you doing, man? It's good to see you. You realize that they're not the 18-year-old kid you knew. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like right. like you kept on going, but you expected in your brain that not logically that they were still the person you knew. You know, sure. but
and
they,
some
they
of them on. Are.
Yeah, yeah, and not in good ways sometimes. Yeah, 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 for sure, for sure. All right, this bit didn't work. Let's move on to this. Check this out. Hey Ben.
Yeah.
I think you're gonna like this.
Okay.
I really do. Where'd it go? Oh, here. Have you heard of Lethal Weapon, the television show?
I have, yes.
Have you heard that the guy who was the star that got fired because he was such a D-word?
No.
Oh, he got fired because he was such a D-word.
Who was it?
His name's Clayne Crawford.
Yeah.
Clayne?
Clayne. Yeah. We Clayne. Learned earlier that he made his own name up. Mm. His real birth name was Joey, right? Or Joey. Joseph or
yeah.
Joe?
He likes the word clan because it's a family, and he likes, I believe it was...
Are we sure that's why he likes the word clan?
I hope so.
I don't remember the second part.
And I think it's like he's from Kane County, Georgia, or something like that. Clan. So he's also was the main star, like took the Mel Gibson role, but he was also the director, and he got fired because he was such a D-word. Now we know why, because somebody hit record on a couple of things. This is highly edited, but you'll be able to see what I'm talking about.
What do you think I should do?
What's that?
I don't know!
Shut the f*** up! God, Newman, they're right here! Get somebody in here with a f***ing walkie and shut them the f*** up! Or did we not pay for this f***ing place? If we did, shut them the f*** up!
He said donkey.
Yeah,
get somebody in here with a bleeping donkey.
That's what he said.
He did not.
Yep. But then, did he say walkie? Like walkie-talkie?
Probably a walkie-talkie.
No, he definitely said donkey.
Why is the person videotaping breathing so hard?
That's part of the scene.
I asked the same question.
He's acting.
Yeah,
weird.
If you see it, he stays in character the whole time, and he's trying because he's having he's got a gun to his own head, and he's trying to stay in character. Meanwhile, the director's going nuts.
Oh, okay.
But here's something you're going to like even more. Damon Wayans was his co-star before the dude got fired and replaced by... Philip Michael Scott?
Sean William Scott.
Okay, thank you.
Philip Michael Scott.
Philip Michael Scott.
I think you combined Philip Seymour Hoffman and Sean William Scott.
Okay. Anyway.
I think. I don't know how your brain works.
The day before, Clayne Crawford was directing a scene in which Damon Wayans got hit in the head and had to stop for the day, and he thought it was a P-word move, apparently. This is actually filmed before they started rolling.
You know, I've seen handle hits better than you did yesterday. Right?
Suck my
I mean, that was the biggest move I think I've ever seen. You're the biggest crybaby I've ever met in my life.
Man. Yeah, come on, suck this.
I mean, how does it feel to only be in the game because you're
only in the game because your brothers
but isn't
are famous?
The most popular one?
I don't think so. Would you say the Damon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damon's been in like major motion pictures.
Marlins? Marlon and Damon.
Damon. Yeah, I guess Damon is, yeah, and yeah, then, yeah, you're right.
Is there another one?
Sure.
There is another one.
Uh-huh. Wait, is this Damon Wayans Jr., though? But or is this Damon Wayans?
It was Damon Wayans. I saw a picture. It was Damon.
Yeah.
This is Damon.
I don't know. Hmm. Okay, so there's that. Are we looking?
Wait a minute. Because
I can't find it.
That's a hard shot to take if you're only in the game. Because Damon Wayans was arguably the biggest of the Wayans Correct. Brothers in the 90s. So you can't play that card if it's Damon.
I don't know. We're looking it
it's
up right
Damon
now.
It's Damon Wayans.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's him.
You can see him in the pictures.
Yeah, why on earth? He's the most famous one.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense.
I think he is.
Yeah.
Marlon's underrated.
Marlon's great.
We had him on. He was great.
He was really great.
Are we sure it's not Damon Wayans Jr.?
100%.
Really?
100. All the promos have Damon in it.
All right.
There you go. Well, good.
Man, and, he's been in movies since 1984.
And finally, Ben.
Yep.
News blooper. Just because I love it so much.
Photojournalist Brad Rice shows us how a forestry instructor gets his students to make and play the North American skin, actually, the flute in this traveling West Virginia.
Play the airplane one for Ben, too.
All right, here you go.
Some 2,200 passengers are being blown on charter flights from the Bahamas to Maryland with a promise of a full refund and a future cruise.
Nope, keep the refund. Yeah, I got what I needed.
Keep your money.
Thank you.
In fact, here's $200.
And lastly, here you go. I'll play this one too.
Officials say a fight started, that is, between two groups of people.
I don't know. That might be my favorite one.
AJ, your hands up.
Yes, sir, Corey. After the break, I've got a pair of Winstock tickets.
Actually, nice.
A 4-pack of Winstock tickets. So stay tuned. Not right now, but when we come back from the break, we'll give those away.
Power to your morning show right after this on The Fan.
The Fan.
Dierks Bentley and Miranda Lambert will be there, and you could be there, too. It's Winstock 2018, giving away tickets. It's actually this weekend, June 8th and 9th. I have a 4-pack of tickets to give away right now. 651-989-5326, 800-320-5326. Caller number 7 is going to be our winner.
I wish I was going to play there this year. Listen to this. I love Miranda. She's such a B.A. She'd punch me right in the face. If I was ever lucky enough to... She'd probably punch me in the face and tell me to grow up.
Yeah. I got a mailbox
sailor in yours. You take that.
Hallmark card.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Well, let's hear it, baby.
You guys want to play a game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love games. Let's do it.
Yeah.
I tell you a story. You tell me the state in which this took place.
Okay.
Florida.
The
Florida.
State?
Chicago.
Mississippi.
Cops got into a high-speed chase with a woman last week, and she was going 85 miles an hour through construction zones. That's not safe.
Jeez. Okay.
But she did get away, which that's not a good sign, right? She avoided police. But then she ditched the car and ran. And the cops then found a cell phone in the car belonging to a 37-year-old woman named Diane Warchall. They also found a receipt from Walgreens. And they went back and looked at the security footage from the store and saw a woman that looked like Diana. So, all right, it's her car. We found her phone.
Yeah.
Walgreens receipt. Go back and check the Walgreens security cam. There she is. So they went to her house. And she said... That wasn't me. They said, well, isn't this your car? Yeah. Isn't that your phone? Yeah. Were you just at Walgreens? Yeah. Well, then how wasn't this you? She says,
oh boy,
someone who looks exactly like me must have stolen the car and got away with it. Said it happens to her all the time. People get her mixed up with other women, that she looks like every woman that's ever lived. I'm every woman, right?
Oh, great point.
That is a great point.
So the cops did not buy the doppelganger theory that she looks like every woman that's ever existed. And she has been arrested and charged with attempting to flee and driving with a suspended license. She could get up to 3.5 years in prison. What state did this happen in?
Tennessee.
California.
Indiana. AJ said,
Florida.
Nope. Correct answer, Wisconsin.
Man, I should have known. Should have known. Yeah. I can't believe I didn't
Wisconsin.
Know.
Wisconsin. With the, nope. Wisconsin. That must have just been somebody that looked exactly like me.
Yeah. Great song,
she's
Hogs.
Got to be reading the new Stephen King book.
Really?
Well, she probably doesn't read. Never mind.
That's a bit. In the new book, A Doppelganger Factor?
It's so good. This new book, I am so wrapped up in it. It's so good. All right. Now let's dance.
Hey, let's be positive for a second.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
You want to hear something unbelievable?
I kind of do.
Maybe
I would
you guys,
like that.
This is legitimately good news. And not, it's not a funny story. It's not sports. This is just good news. Did you guys see over the weekend? This is twofold. That now they're saying, I think it's 70%+ that most... Most women now don't have to go through chemo if they have breast cancer. There's like some new study,
really?
And they're saying that chemo is probably not the answer for most cases. So there's some progress with breast cancer. But how about this one? This one's, to me, even better. A new study led by researchers at some place in Cleveland, by the way, which is the armpit of America, but not in this case. They're now able to detect cancer in people by simply doing a blood test. They're basically calling it a liquid biopsy. They tried it on 1,600 people, and it was between 80 to 90% accurate for some cancers. Ovarian cancer, 90% accurate. Pancreatic cancer, 80%. Liver and gallbladder, 80%. Lymphoma, 77%. And some other ones down to 66%, but still two-thirds and higher with a blood test to check for cancer. Oh. So here's how this works. Let me see here. They did it by scanning people's blood for tiny pieces of DNA that get released by cancer cells and end up in your bloodstream. Hmm. So they scan for it. If they find it, they say, whoops, you have cancer. But just a blood test now.
Wow. So they...
That's awesome.
They take a blood test, and the DNA that gets produced by the cancer cells will tell you exactly where the cancer is.
I guess. Or maybe that it's just that you have cancer.
And then further tests will go on to say that.
Maybe.
Because the pancreatic one is huge, right? Because that's the one that's...
You got to get it early,
once you
right?
catch it, you're,
right.
If you catch it, even after like stage one, it's like, it's not looking good.
Sure. I don't know. Science!
Oh, great point. Because she blinded you with it?
Okay. Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
I'm almost there.
It's not a bad point,
no,
right?
No, it's a great point. It took me a minute. I'm sorry, I'm a little low on the energy scale.
A woman named Haley Bird accidentally posed the question on Twitter last week about whether or not she should break up with her boyfriend who bit into an unbroken Kit Kat bar. Break it into four pieces, just bit it whole.
See ya, bye.
Even Jake Tapper from CNN tweeted, quote, break up with him at once.
Yeah, see ya, bye.
A survey on BuzzFeed last month said only 5% of people eat it unbroken. 95% of us break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar, which is the correct answer.
That's the correct
break
answer.
It off.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
The ad even tells you to do it. Yeah. There's directions in the jingle.
I'm about freedom of choice.
Yeah. Yeah, but the other 95% of us are free to choose that. That guy's a psychopath.
Yeah.
Do you remember the other song that they have, Chris?
Yes, I do.
The break me off a piece and nibble the wafers out of the inside.
That's what I do. That's what I do. That's what I do. I like it that way. That's the one that I like.
That's a song?
Yeah.
It is now.
Yeah.
Break me off a piece of that football cream.
Football cream.
Ew.
What? Yeah. The hell are you talking about?
Did you guys see this other thing about all these weird things people admit to eating? Like peanuts and pistachios with their shells on?
Oh, that sounds like somebody eating
sunflower seeds.
Wait, you can eat pistachios with
shrimp tails?
What's up, dude? Not much. How are you, man? Are you filling in for Paul Allen?
I am.
Are you crabby?
Holy cow. No, that was quite the entrance.
He's pissed at you. I don't blame him.
Yeah, I'm not.
Lavelle, it wasn't me.
There's no reason to be mad at me.
Lavelle, it wasn't me. It was Corey.
Hello, Lavelle. Tell us why you didn't vote.
I am not mad at you.
It wasn't me. Actually, it was Corey.
Why didn't you vote for Jason Tatum?
Oh, you brought that. That's exactly where I was headed.
Well,
I
know. If you would have just voted for him, we would have had three unanimous all NBA rookie first team members.
That is a sick watch. I had to explain on Twitter. I think
why
it was,
you didn't vote for him?
No, that it was a bit. Because I literally had three people after me on Twitter for 4 days. About not vote for Jason Tatum.
It's so wonderful.
You did that. You created that.
Makes me so happy.
Why didn't you vote for him?
Because I don't have a vote.
You don't have a hole?
I don't have a vote.
Oh. You have a hole in your heart for Jason Tatum?
Was one of those people named Mark Rosen by any chance?
I could care less about Jason Tatum, but I don't have a vote. But it was a great bid. It was very crafty of you to... You know, jump on the whole Pedro Martinez bandwagon
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yes, you do.
And we don't.
Just wonderful.
Right. You need it, listeners. I understand.
Yep, that's right.
You bring Lavelle into the equation, and you get more female listeners.
Now
I know.
You're talking the third person.
What do you got 9 to noon? Let's do a little preview here. Join the last segment if you care to. Got some Eddie Rosario conversation for the next 3 hours?
We got a lot of stuff planned today. First of all, we're going to have John Anderson on, the Gopher baseball coach, after he won the first regional title in his 37 years there. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about the NBA postseason, about the end of the Cavaliers. We're going to have the Rochester radio voice, Joshua Wetzel, on at 9:35 to talk about prospects there. Mike Russo will be in studio at 9:55 for two segments about hockey.
The Beaver.
John Anderson at 10:35.
Who else?
And Twins right-hander Jake Odorizzi will join us at 11:35.
Jeez, you're loaded.
The Beaver.
It's a loaded show, baby.
Unbelievable. By the way, Lavelle Neal, Ben Lieber. Ben Lieber?
Yeah, yeah, we know
each other. We know each other. Absolutely.
Yeah. The okay. Beaver.
Yep. Are you talking horse racing at all today?
Not yet.
How can you possibly skip over that story? It's gigantic.
What's the story about horse racing?
The story out of Oklahoma City?
What happened there?
Oh, I bet he hadn't done his prep yet.
Here's, dude, you got to read up on this. Dude, this is, prep is part
of the
radio
show. It's a horse you
didn't vote for. Baby, you'll get there.
Where's hockey at?
Oh, over there.
Hi.
I'll play the cut. No, PA is the best horse racing announcer in the country.
Oh, it was a crazy finish to a race?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Kind of.
They're off. Good start. Cage fighter, both of these nuts. They come away together. Both of these nuts goes for the front. Has it by a long neck. Cage fighter not going away easily. And DF Dynasty 3 Green right there running third. Outside, bang, bang, you're gone, making some headway. Final 100 yards for both of these nuts. Cage fighter trying to battle back. Both of these nuts. Cage fighter, both of these nuts rolling to victory. By a head over Cage Fighter.
Bofa D's Nuts, your winner for a $10,000 maiden stakes claim in Oklahoma City.
It was a $10,000 maiden? Really?
Yeah. And Bofa D's Nuts was victorious.
I didn't know they could really have purses that big in Oklahoma City. Mm. Wow. Okay. Anyway, that's cute.
So you're not talking horse racing?
No. Is the Belmont Stakes this week?
No, it's in February.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's this week.
Yeah, I will be a Canterbury for the Belmont Stakes. So if you want to break down Belmont speculation, we could do that. So
I'll be busy.
Let me think about it. Hold on.
Because I cashed in the I cashed multiple tickets off the Preakness. So
you did.
I'm on the roll now. And he's got to pay his greens fees all over town, so he probably needs to listen to me.
He golfs for free everywhere. He's the new common.
Yeah, man.
Are you kidding?
He doesn't pay greens fees. He wouldn't golf if he had to
pay. I used to pay green fees in high school.
Oh. Hey, I returned a favor to the common. 2 weeks ago, we played Interlochen.
What's that?
Nice. Very, very, very nice golf course.
Way, way beyond my
board game.
My talent level. Oh. But we had a great time.
We just go. It's fun. I'm horrible at golf.
Apparently, we're supposed to be a great matchup. That's what Common said. That my game and your game is compatible. Well,
yeah, that's not a compliment.
It's not a compliment to me. And what is Common? Phil Mickelson?
I don't know. He picked up on a few holes. He kind of just gives up when it's not going his way.
Yeah, that's why he and I play.
Lavelle, what do you think of Sauce's golf attire in general? He almost always dresses to golf in the morning of the day that he's going to golf. Of course, today he's golfing in Greenway's bit, so look at him.
Well, what does Greenway got going on?
He's got his charity golf tournament today.
Yeah, man.
I wasn't invited.
It's a big Jason Tatum party.
Oh, wow. Well, I've noticed a few times when I've come in here to sit in with PA that he's got the Nike gear going on, and I was like, okay, he must be playing golf today. So he kind of flaunts it. He's trying to show that he's above everybody. Ha ha, I'm going to play golf today. You're not.
That basically.
Because he right. likes to look down on people. He's got a little bit of snobbery to him.
He does.
Yeah, ask a few of my friends. They say that.
It's true.
Well, that's because you don't golf with your D-list buddies anymore. You only golf with your A-list buddies. You've left them in a pretty nasty wake.
So, yeah, all right, I got to go to a production meeting.
You should do that.
Okay.
See you later, brother.
See ya. Have a good show.
He hadn't even heard of both of these nuts yet.
I don't know.
And his show starts in 10 minutes.
He's got to go to his meeting.
All you would have to do vote for Jason Tatum.
And you all can play along as well.
Once.
Here's how we're going to get to know Ben a little bit better. Ben, I'm going to name some movies that are on the TV machine tonight. And I want you to pick one that you're going to watch.
Okay.
Hancock. Starring Will Smith.
Herbie.
Mm-hmm. The Matrix. Starring the tall guy from that one show.
Mm-hmm. Because Will Smith turned it down.
National Treasure. Starring Nicolas Cage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we have a clip of that movie. We should play it in the system.
I'm going to steal national independence.
I'm going to steal the national independence.
No, you didn't get the line right.
What?
Cujo. About a dog that eats people. Mm-hmm. Or Gone Girl. Mm. Starring Ben Affleck and Rosamund Pike. Gone Girl, Cujo, National Treasure, The Matrix, or Hancock. Which one would you watch, Ben?
I would lean towards The Matrix, but I think if I rewatched that, it wouldn't flow as quickly as I'd want. So I don't know. Maybe I'll say Matrix.
Matrix is the right answer.
Yeah, I'm not going to overthink it.
Incorrect.
Matrix.
Incorrect.
What is it?
It's National Treasure. It's
Why?
The dumbest. It's the dumbest film of all time, but it's fun.
Oh,
it's
love
fun.
It.
It's
Did
fun.
You
I
see
love
it in the theater?
It's so. Yeah.
Have you seen the new Skyscraper trailer?
Mm-hmm. Looks good. I like it. It does look good. I don't know. Whatever. I like it. I like movies. I like joy. I like happiness.
To go see The Rock in Skyscraper.
Here's something for you, Sauce. You ready?
Shut up!
Does that work for you?
Here's something for you.
You look like a Klain.
You do.
You look like a... Is it Klain with a K?
C. Thank God it is.
Right. If it was a Klain with a K, and he was talking about how it's Klan,
right.
And then
he's from Georgia.
Right, then we would definitely know where he came up with his own name.
Right.
But, apparently it's Klan with a C that he turned into.
Has anybody heard of this guy before?
No.
You don't just land this role and the director role without having...
He's been in bit spots from
been
here.
Been somebody for a while.
I don't know.
He's the son of Joey Crawford and Cindy Crawford.
Is that right? Is he really? Oh, no. Did not know that. Bless you, Becca.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, Ben, will we see you on Thursday?
No, you guys will not see me on Thursday. I'll be in Memphis.
That's what I thought. What are you going to Memphis for?
I'm going to go tour the St. Jude's Hospital.
Oh, wow. Nice. That's wonderful. And,
see Paul charity work. Do some once in a while.
I'm doing some today.
Good for you, dude.
Yeah.
That's
you
cool.
Are.
Well, I'm not going to see you for 2 weeks then.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll all see each other today, but then we won't see each other for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, you are...
I'm out of here on Sunday for like a week.
He's going to hell.
No, I'm saying today. You're emceeing?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Cool.
You seem to like Chad. You said he's a good dude.
He's okay.
He sucks.
He has his moments.
He's mean.
He's a total Klain.
Yeah.
He is a Klain. I'm calling him that today. Yeah. Hey, Klain Greenway.
651-989-5326 or 1-800-320-5326. If you're mad at Lavelle Neal for not voting for Jason Tatum in the all-rookie team, and the only reason why it wasn't unanimous, give him a call at 651-989-5326. Lavelle is next. The Power Trip's back tomorrow, 5:30 to 9. See you then.
Podcast of today's show, visit the Power Trip Morning Show channel on the iHeartRadio app or go to KFAN.com.